Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
The right way. Ladies with an attitude. Tell us that we're in the mood. Ladies with an attitude. Tell us that we're in the mood. Ladies with an attitude. Tell us that we're in the mood. Ladies with an attitude. Tell us that we're in the mood. Ladies with an attitude. Tell us that we're in the mood. Don't just stand there. Let's get to it. Let's get to it. Let's get to it. Let's get to it.
Legendary overall mother D.D. Chanel and legendary overall mother Temperance Allure present the precious moments of the living doll. Mother's Day, May 8, 2011, 2043, Chester Bridge Road, Atlanta, Georgia. $30 all night. Tables, $150. Doors open at 10 p.m. Grand prize, $1,500. Double the doll. Female figure, teen face with a twist. Mini Grand, Make Us Gag, open to all, $250. Twister versus Sister, $200 plus $10 pop. Runway, open to all, $200 plus $10 pop. Butch Queen versus Femme Queen, Sex Iron, $200 each, two trophies. Female Figure Performance, $200 plus a $10 pop. As a house, $250. All productions should be no more than 3 minutes. No excuses. Don't try. Legendary overall mother D.D. Chanel and legendary overall mother Temperance Allure present the precious moments of the living doll. The icon James Caan presents the cocktail party Sunday, May 29th, 2011. The Upscale Ballroom, 3900 Bexley Place, Suitland, Maryland. Your commentators for the night, the icon, Jack Mizrahi, and the icon, Selvin Caan. Your DJ for the evening, legendary Von Allure. Doors open at 10 p.m., ball starts at 2 a.m. Be on time, tables, $125. Categories include mini grand prize, $250. Toast your favorite legend. Grand prize, $500 as a house. The nightlife. Contact information. Icon James Caan at 202-423-0420. Mother Jubal Caan at 336-491-7967. Or Mother Nicole Caan, see in person. The icon James Caan presents the cocktail party. It's not to be missed. Cheers. Mother Erica Kane, Ms. Rahi, and Kitty Balenciaga present Definition of a Diva 3.
When?
May 14th, 2011.
Location?
The Warehouse, 3108 Lockwood Drive,
Louisville, Kentucky.
Doors open at 10 p.m. Legend Fitness and Stars at 11 p.m. First category at midnight. Tables $100 in advance with no liquor. $150 in advance with liquor. At the door, $150 with no liquor.
Register early, get your spirit.
MC, Icon, Jack Mizrahi, and Icon, Selvin Caan. Mini Grand, open to all sex sites, $250. Open to all club kid runway, $500. Legendary, open to all old way, $500. Legendary Femme Queen Performance, $500. Grand Prize, open to all club kid space, $1,000. Open to all club kid performance, $1,000. Please, this ball will start on time, and we will have high security enforced. Try it, if you will. Mother Erica K. Mizrahi and Kitty Balenciaga present Definition of a Diva 3.
And put your hands together for the bass, the real,
to the real,
wait, legendary,
the legendary, Kelly Mizrahi.
means we are live, back on the air for another installment of the show with the topic of a classic, What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind? What the fuck is on your chest? What the fuck is on your breast? Bitch, if it's on it, bitch, this is the motherfucking hour and 29 minutes to get your motherfucking shit together and get it off your motherfucking chest. This is an open format for anybody that have anything to say to definitely come up here and voice your opinion. I'm not going to shade you because I know your phone number. I'm going to come to your call and I'm going to bring you on, bitch. You can read me. You can read my co-host. Bitch, you can read Nicole, you can read 15. Anybody that come on here, bitch, if you have anything you want to say about them, you can read them and say whatever you want to say. But best believe, they're going to come back with the tongue lashing for that motherfucking ass. So you better be ready, honey. I know everybody numbers that calls in here, Miss Thing. I'm not going to shade you because you're calling in here to read me, bitch. If you got to read, bitch, call in and motherfucking read. What the fuck, bitch? Let's get the motherfucking show on the road. I think my girlfriend 15 has pressed 1. Let me see if this is my girlfriend 15. And break her on. Let me give her a light, little beat.
You
got to
go
with
noise. What? You got to go with noise.
You got on late last night, honey, and you couldn't get in for that conversation last night. Baby, I just want to tell everybody, I am so sorry about last night. I know y'all expected us to be on the phone for some time last night. I am so sorry. My house, I was out all day yesterday. You know, yesterday was the last day for taxes, okay? So for all you girls that's out there, bitch, that think that I don't have a job or have something to do in the daytime, yesterday was the last day for taxes, buddy. And I had to go file my taxes, bitch, and I was running around all day yesterday. The house phones was not on the charger, and, bitch, and that's why the phones got cut off last night. So I'm so sorry about that, honey. But 15, what the fuck is on your mind, bitch?
The red carpet, they need to stop that show. No shade. The red carpet is really horrible. It's, like, boring. And then the chat room, maybe, like, 4 girls in the chat room and maybe 20 girls on the phone line. It was really boring. And for her, I guess, to, you know, Miss Kai or whatever her name is, for her to give all that, so I guess, to send the chops into you, I don't know what the shade is, but why don't she call in and so y'all can discuss, you know, the situation or something, because I don't know what their shade is with Tender Tops, but it's always, they always talk about this show like it's Jerry Springer, or, you know, they try to, you know, make this show seem like it's garbage or something, like, but we never say nothing about that show, really. You know what I'm saying? It's never, you know, we don't even mention that show, but why are they giving all that to you?
I don't know. You know, this show has had such a negative rap since the show has, like, you know, taken off the ground the way it is. When the show first actually started and Tom had gave us his number back in the days,
right,
I was just supposed to be on for a minute with Andre until they found a suitable co-host to actually be on with Andre. And I don't know, bitch, it's like, you know, me and Andre, we vibed together, and we did everything together, and, you know, Andre was a positive aspect of the show, and I was a negative aspect of the show, and then, you know, the show just took off, and Andre, you know, went on his hiatus, because he was doing what he was doing with the dance show and everything, and the show just took off so, like, you know, so strong, and the girls just love all the, like, the, you know, the antics and everything, and like I tell the girls all the time, The same way I can sit here and I can be positive is the same. I mean, negative is the same way I can sit here and I can be positive. I can hold an intelligent conversation with anybody. I can sit down. If the girls see I've came on plenty of shows, plenty of other shows, and done interviews and been very professional and very mother-like and everything, bitch. But you know, the girls like the both. You can't. You gotta have the good with the bad. It's not. You know, you gotta have it both. The girls love all of that.
Right.
I don't know what happened. Yeah. My girlfriend Tayana hung up on me. She was on her while she had pressed wide. I don't know what happened. I thought mother Tayana Ebony had some tea from Chicago, because it's always some tea in Chicago.
I have a question. I wanted to know to you, Kelly, why did you hang up on Camaro and Marcus and all that while they was going at it? Because it was going to get nasty on that phone.
No, I didn't hang up on them. That's what I was just explaining. I was out all day yesterday. And my son was here from L.A. And they be on the house phone. And you know how boys are. Boys don't put the toilet seat down. You know, they get out the shower. They leave the drawers behind the bathroom. They did not put the phones back on the chargers. So when I came home last night, I thought that the phones was charged up. And, bitch, I gagged, honey. The phones was not charged up, bitch. And so then I went to go reach for the other phone because I got three different phones. I got three different bases. And, bitch, none of the phones was on the motherfucking chargers. They was all motherfucking dead, bitch. I was over it, bitch.
Oh, no.
I was ready. Ooh. I was ready, honey, because I was about to, baby, honey, I was about to take it to the next motherfucking level. And I don't know who this, I don't know who this queen is that's in the chat room that's trying me, honey. But, baby, you would want to keep it cute, honey.
Did you talk about Miss King Dingaling 2011?
Oh, yes.
Yes, she trying me, too. Honey, this is to you.
You better keep it cute, Miss. I sent over to my girlfriend, Miss Thing, and have her escorted out, Miss Thing. Oh, I just got some tea. They gave me, what the fuck is up with Tigger Ebony was getting fucked raw in the ball in Ohio this past Saturday?
Are y'all talking about Tigger that walks schoolboy realness?
I don't know. Is this the Tigger that y'all... Please hit me back up and let me know. Is this the Tigger that walks schoolboy realness, honey? Baby, that's what they just came across my thing, honey.
Because if that's her, I got some tea on her down in L.A. Well, this was years ago, honey, where she used to do coke and get fucked at the Embassy Suites Hotel in L.A.
Well, yes, that's her.
Oh, my God, I'm spilling the tea already. Girls are going to know who I am just for spilling that tea.
Baby, they gave me a yes, that was her. Baby, honey, this Miss King Dingaling. You know what I gag about the girls, Miss Say? Bitch, I respect you more, bitch, if you come up on the motherfucking show, bitch, and you say your motherfucking name and you read me down, bitch. I don't respect the bitch that sits behind a screen name or a block motherfucking number, bitch, that can't come and say what the fuck they got to say. Because anything that I got to say, bitch, I'm going to say it to you, bitch. Honey, that's my what the fuck. What the fuck is up with all these bitches want to sit behind screen names and all types of shit, bitch? The girls don't like me, honey. The girls don't like me, honey. But they respect me, honey. That's what they said, honey. Bitch. It was a classic, honey. Bitch.
So what did you do over the weekend?
What up, bitch? Oh, you know, it was so much going on with the motherfucking ball this weekend. Oh, that I could not recap my weekend, bitch. But I tell you, I gotta give a big shout out to motherfucking Timothy Smart, baby. His motherfucking his fashion show, runway, dance show that he had this weekend in Jersey was motherfucking everything, bitch. It was raining motherfucking cats and motherfucking dogs, bitch. But mama, baby, when I tell you, I could not get no car service to take me to Jersey, bitch, because all the car services was booked in New York City that I used to drive me around. So, bitch, I had to get on the PATH train, bitch. I was in a motherfucking 4-inch motherfucking stiletto pump, open toe, 15. My red dress on, bitch. My motherfucking 22 inches of motherfucking mane, bitch. My Remy. Bitch, went to the fashion show. The fashion show was fabulous, bitch. It was raining cats and motherfucking dogs. Bitch, I was gagging, bitch. I almost slipped down the steps of the motherfucking PATH train. I left from the fashion show, came back to New York, came back to Jack's house, changed into my Benji leopard dress with my flat pumps, Miss Thing, and I went to motherfucking Pasha. Miss Pasha was off the fucking hook this weekend, bitch. It was Boris's party this weekend and motherfucking Pasha this weekend, and bitch, it was on, bitch. On, honey. I got my life. You girls in the chat room, y'all gonna gag mistake. Y'all gotta keep your comments to a motherfucking limited, bitch. Because I'm gonna show y'all, bitch, who has the motherfucking power. Okay? Bitch, thank you. And Pasha was definitely cute this weekend. I had a blast in Pasha. Didn't leave Pasha until about 6:30 in the morning, 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning, and it was everything. And I had fun, and I had my life. Hey, Keisha, how you doing? And I definitely had fun and this weekend.
To the switchboard, can y'all please block King Ding-a-ling, please? She's getting on my nerves.
You got to ask switchboard, baby. I'm the board.
Thank you, please. Remove her, because she's getting on my nerves.
I'm the board, so these girls got to keep it cute, honey, bitch. These late queens, Miss Sang, honey. They want to sit here and want to read, Miss Sang, girl. If you're a real bitch, press 1 and call in here, bitch, and say your motherfucking name and then motherfucking read, bitch. Don't motherfucking come up here underneath a motherfucking alias name and want to sit here and read, bitch. Girl, what the fuck, honey? Bitch, I'm tired of y'all girls, bitch, honey, bitch. So, dude, you gotta give the girls a warning, honey. A warning, honey. A warning shot. That's a warning, honey. To all you girls out there that wanna come and wanna play. Let's dance, honey. It's that time of the night. Bitch, but if anybody's on the phone and you got any what the fucks or you got any motherfucking juice that you wanna come up here and you wanna motherfucking spill, bitch, feel free to definitely press 1. We are live on the air, honey. Hold on, I have a call up. 347-331, you're live on the air on a classic What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
What's going on, Kelly? Just coming in to say, I love the show, girl. That was it.
Okay, thank you, baby. You ain't got no What the Fucks?
Girl, no, ma'am, not tonight, girl. Just Gumba Singer, just shouting out to all the infinities and stuff. Gumba Singer, that's about
Okay, thank you, baby.
Okay.
Everybody else is on the phone lines. If you have a What the Fuck, the phone lines are definitely open. We are here, we are live, and we are in the motherfucking building, honey. What the fuck, honey? Where is, honey, I'm looking for, hold on. Oh, wait, here we go. Hello? Is this the legendary overall Midwest mother, Tayana Ebony?
Yes, it is.
What the fuck is going on in Chicago, honey? Is it a big juice in Chicago?
No, ain't no juice in Chicago.
Ain't no juice in Chicago?
Well, can we
ain't no juice in Chicago.
Kelly, can we...
Well, I need to find out. Somebody need to call in here and confirm whether or not. Is it true that Brian and AJ is leaving the house of Herrera?
I heard that juice
last week. I said they said they was tired of the dirty knots in the house of Herrera, and they were supposed to be leaving Herrera. I need to know, is that tea true? So, Father, I'm
on
Herrera.
Do you want me to get him on the line?
Yes, get him on the line. It would be nice.
Hold on, 1 second. Hold on.
Ooh. Honey, I need to get this confirmed as a nine, honey. You know, I love a big juice, honey. I love a big juice, honey. Yeah.
Have your fucking dream. Why are you gonna lean back and your titties is
warm? Yeah, baby. Don't worry about my titties, honey. Baby. Yes, honey. I'm sitting here. Oh, I'm not even gonna. I was about to tell the girl something, but I'm not even gonna tell them, honey. Baby, I'm just so happy. I'm just sitting here. My son and Lester went back to LA, and I'm just here and I'm relaxing. Home alone with my husband, honey, and it just feels so good to be sitting in your house and saying, I've cleaned up the house and got the house back together, honey, and the need.
Hey, Jack Ball is this Sunday, right? Jack Ball is this Sunday, right?
Yes, Jack Ball is definitely this Sunday, honey, in New York City. I would definitely be there, honey. It's Vogue Tuesdays tonight in New York, honey. I don't know if I'm going out. I have things I have to do in the morning, honey.
I don't know about going to. I don't know if I'm gonna go tonight either, cause like I gotta get up for work tomorrow morning. I don't know. Hold on, girls.
I gotta hang up with you. Call me right back.
Hello.
I'm not y'all on the radio show, honey. I was talking to my son, honey. I had to hang up with him, honey. Baby. Bitch. I'm sitting here gagging, honey. Hold on.
Hello. He gonna give me a call back, y'all.
What did you say, Anna?
I said he's going to give me a call right back.
No, he ain't.
Yes, he is.
You sure he is? Or is he on the phone with Marco? Or Marco got him, or Marco got him on that phone talking about, bitch, you better not call in.
Now, you know what? I forgot all about that.
Baby,
Marco sent her a Western Union, girl.
Oh, shit, Marco.
Is Marco supposed to be Western Union?
No, I want to know where is Camaro and Marcus. I need to finish this conversation from last night. I was very upset that the phone had hung up on them last night.
Wow.
Baby, you need to save him, baby. You better keep it cute too, baby, before you get blocked too. Baby, you ain't save him, bitch. Girl. Okay.
So, Tayana, what's going on in the Midwest this weekend, or what's going on soon in the Midwest?
Is the park back open yet? Is the girls going to the park yet? I love when the girls go to the park in Chicago.
Last week it was like really, really hot. And everybody and their mama was out. So, yeah, the park so packed. So, I guess once we get back warm here, everybody will be back out.
The park in Chicago, she be festive. She be good.
Hey, Anna, are y'all talking about that park on the southeast side?
Miss 15, you from Chicago, girl, ain't you? You're a Chicago girl, ain't you?
No, I'm from New York. I've been many places. But I'm from New York.
Baby, y'all trying to find out who 15 is?
I'm not going to lie, 15.
I think you're my daughter.
Who?
I mean, I'd rather not say because it might be true. But I think you might do it. No, I mean, I'm just going to wait till I'll come out. And I'm going to say, bitch, I knew it was you.
You'll never know.
I'm just trying to find out who the hell the bitch is in.
Hold on, Tayana. I never said that 15 can read people and you can't read her, bitch. I never said anything about you, queen, and you want to sit here and you want to try me, bitch. I don't know you, bitch. So don't come for me, bitch, because I did not send for you, okay? And if you want to read 15 can read down back and forth. But I don't know you, bitch. I didn't say anything about you, so keep my name out your mouth, okay? And the next time you keep trying it, then I'm just going to have you blocked altogether. And then we'll see you next week Monday.
Because in life, you make choices.
Bitch, honey, these girls don't know about life and choices, Miss Thang, honey. They have nothing to live for but ballroom and sucking cock. Honey, that's a topic that we need to have, Miss Thang. That's a topic that I definitely want to have. Ooh, hold on, Marcus is back, honey. Marcus, you're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
What the fuck is going on?
Child, the phone got cut off last night, honey, and I want you to come able to finish what y'all started last night, honey. My house phone went dead.
Oh, that's what happened? Oh.
My house phone went dead last night, I went to go get another one to hurry up and turn it back on so I could still be on the show, but that phone was dead, too, and so what? I got cut off. Everybody got cut off the line, and I was so over it because the girl said it was going to be hot, honey, and I was going to, and after you finished, I was going to finish what I had to say, honey.
Well, I think
I want to finish, baby. You know, bitch, I'm a nosy bitch, honey. I have proved it to my husband and my kids, bitch. I can spot everything that's going on. I can be sitting on the judge's panel. I can tell you where my husband is at. I can tell you what my house kids is doing, bitch. I can tell you a bitch that's having an altercation and everything in the club. I watch everything at a ball, bitch. So, you know, I watched, you know, since y'all girls want to know what I was talking about last night, I watched Camaro go over to Econ and tell Econ to get me off the panel because he thought that I was going to chop him when he came out for Sneaker versus Sneaker. And then Econ didn't want to do it, so Econ went and told Marcus to remove Kelly from the judges panel. And that's why me and Marcus was going to get into it, and that's why I was reading because I watch everything. And
well,
I read it very well, Queen.
Kelly, yes. Can I say that? Let me be clear. That never, I was never, well, I don't know if that, the first part happened. I can say Ekar never came to me and said anything like that. The problem I had, and I didn't want to remove anybody, Kelly. Honestly, the six of us who were throwing the ball had agreed that every house was going to judge one half and grand prize. So essentially, it was cut into three segments. Grand prize was a segment by itself, and then every house would have been represented on the first or third segments. Some of the promoters wanted their house to be up there all night. So that's where it came into, if my house is going to be up there all night, then this house is going to be up there all night. And then it just turned into something unfair because what happened was people who, you know, it basically turned it from a panel of 9 to 11 to 13 to 15 judges, which that's not fair when 15 people are being judged, you know. So at that point, I tried to implement, you know, a two-chop rule. You know, they wasn't, the commentators for some reason just, I don't know if they didn't hear me or they paid it or whatever. So it was just like, well, whatever, like, I don't have that many members walking. Obviously, they don't care. The other promoters just, you know, kind of looked past it. I looked past it as well because, you know, their house was, you know, in a little more heavier attendance than mine. But, you know, I never want to remove you or, you know, anybody per se because I, you know, I particularly asked you personally to judge and you were one of the first names that came up when we sat down and wrote our judges list. But I didn't think, you know, to kind of beg the question, to kind of stick to what we said, it was just kind of, you know, extra. So I don't know if Camaro told Econ that. I, you know, I can't confirm or deny that. I do know that when I went up there, I just thought 15 people up there judging, you know, was just a little too extreme.
Yes, it is, honey. And I'm, you know, I was going to wait until I did my interview with Andre Mizrahi, Ballroom Strongman Entertainment. I was going to wait until I did my interview with him on his show to, you know, to comment on what R.R. said on his show about, you know, it's this particular person in the ballroom scene that, you know, he does not like, but he respects me because I'm a fair judge, you know. And I sat there, and I was chopping girls at the LaCroix ball, the Chanel girls at the LaCroix ball for runway. This is what the girls feel and realize. This is what the girls feel and realize, right? Bitch, when I'm sitting on the end of a judge's panel, while I'm sitting in the middle of a judge's panel, bitch, well, I don't be chopping people, right? It be people that be on the right or the left of me, bitch, and they be chopping people, and everybody just assume that it be Kelly that be chopping the girls. I don't be chopping the girls, bitch. I just be sitting there, and I be in my mode, bitch, and I be in my own world. If y'all girls don't ever know, I be in my own world. I be, girl, I'm not even going to tell y'all where I be at, but I be in my own world. But it don't be the other girls chopping the girls, mistake. But, you know, since I'm the big bad bitch, mistake, everybody be thinking it's me, so, you know, I just let them think it be me. But it be the people on the right and the left of me that be chopping y'all girls, bitch. Not me, bitch, honey, okay? Bitch, I be too, you know, I'm not going to tell y'all what I be. But, you know, that's what it is. But I don't, I gagged him as R.R. made that statement about me, mistake. I wanted R.R. to come on. I want to know why he doesn't like Milan either. Because I heard him say that on that on The Last Word, that he doesn't like Milan either. Honey. So I want to know what's the tea.
Well, and I think that, you know, in regards to the whole, the three Chanels that got chopped, he was referring to, I don't think they were getting chopped for their runway. I think the category called for a suit, and so their blazer didn't match their pants, so the judges chopped them. Because it was like a quick chop, like, so I'm pretty sure that's what they were chopping for, because that's why a lot of people got chopped. It didn't say pants and a blazer. It said a matching suit. So, you know, one of the guys had on black pants and then, like, this, I guess, jacket, and he put all of this, I guess he took the broken glass and put it all over the jacket. And it looked nice, but it wasn't a suit. So I think that's why they chopped them. But, I mean, I don't think people notice that when they, you know, they say that. To kind of talk about yesterday, I don't think that people are fair when it comes down to judges. Like, the next event I have, I don't think they're going to be legends on the panel at all. Like, it's going to have to be, like, some statements or something because I'm just tired of looking and noticing the same people winning, the same people getting 10s when they're not supposed to get 10s. They're definitely all wrong, and then they just let them through. And then it's like, you know, you give them 10, I guess, out of respect. out of respect.
So who are the ones that's all wrong? Like give me some names.
Well, I mean, not necessarily all wrong as in what they're doing. I mean as in the effect. A lot of times people get very complacent in their effect. I mean, and it can be anybody. I mean, everybody. I hate to hear, you know, Harold said one time that there's no such thing as automatic 10s. Somebody said on the other show yesterday that, oh, I can't believe this person got chopped. He should never get chopped. Well, anybody can get chopped at any time. Like, if you're not right, you're just not right. And, you know, we've kind of put these people, certain people, on pedestals to where they can't be chopped. And it's almost like, well, damn, if they brought it wrong, they brought it wrong. Because at the end of the day, we're not asking for anything, I guess, particularly so hard. If that's the case, you would have never really chosen what the category.
I think that's the problem. We need to go back to when the categories had so much creativity in it, bitch, that after a bitch came out, because let me tell you something. Back in the days, bitch, when I would walk a ball, bitch, and I would be out, bitch, and you'll see bitches, and they'd be walking that category, bitch, and I'll see them, bitch, and I would say to myself back in the days, bitch, oh, I got to come out before this bitch come out and get my tans, bitch, because after this bitch come out, I don't want to come out after this bitch, because, baby, this bitch got brung, she got brung it, bitch, so motherfucking hard, bitch, it's like, bitch, if you bring it after her and say, you know you should automatically shot, bitch, but I got to get my tans before she even come out.
Right.
And nowadays, bitch, these girls with these motherfucking big lot motherfucking effects mistake. We need to get back to the creativity in the ballroom scene when the girls would come, bitch. And I'm talking about the girls knew what a production was, not a musical.
Oh, wow.
It's even funny. I think back to, like, the Escada Ball when we really put a lot of effort and energy into our categories. And, like, grand prize was asking for no dipping, no spinning, but creative, you know, a creative performance. And I watched that DVD, and I was like, you know, in hindsight, there were some cute battles. But for their 10s, nope. Like, maybe five people gave a $1,000 performance. And over 25 people
walked. I was just about to say that.
For
$1,000. Because a lot of them girls should have got chopped. Like, 99% of them girls should have got chopped. They really should have got chopped because they was boring. They pretty much all were boring.
Right. You didn't have to. I mean, and essentially, I've sat there, looked at it, in hindsight, you know, it was what it was, and, I mean, you leave it up to the judge's interpretation, but, I mean, you know what creative means. They didn't have to wear anything special, you know, and they went up there, and they knew about the category 2 months, and, you know, for 2 months in advance, they could have practiced and did whatever they wanted to do, and to me, it was like a waste of $1,000. Like, you just gave money away just to give it away. So when you do it, you know, they say we're complaining and we're not writing anything creative, and when we try to, they still don't bring it because it's up to the judge's interpretation. And I never want to be that type of promoter that just goes up to the judge and say, well, no, this y'all are judging it wrong. This is what I wanted, because I want you to read what I wrote, and then you kind of interpret it, but it ain't that damn hard. Y'all are just – you're just giving a 10 just to give a 10 because you don't want to chop because you know that you think they're going to chop your house member. So, I mean, how do we fix that?
Bitch, you have me on the panel, bitch. I don't give a fuck. Bitch, because I'm going to get them, bitch. I don't give a fuck, bitch.
Well,
if they in my house,
you know,
or not, bitch, I'm
going to
get them.
But going back to grand prize at the Carolina Awards, after a certain person chopped your house member, which, I mean, honestly, he didn't even really get out there good. The one from Florida, I think?
Yes.
What? I mean, you were actually the bigger person and didn't retaliate. What kind of made you not do it? Because, I mean, they served your member. Honestly, they served him.
Because they served him, they chopped him, bitch. And it was like, you know, okay, lady chopped him. And it was like, okay, she chopped him, bitch. So, you know, a chop is a chop, bitch. I'm not going to sit here and go back and forth with somebody because you chopped my member, bitch. And so, bitch, you got him, okay, bitch?
When
Hercules came out, I could have got Hercules, but I paid it, Miss Thane, bitch. And
well, Hercules
girl,
already
I don't have
got
that
the problem.
A 10 is not granted at every motherfucking ball for everybody, bitch. And I wish people would stop saying that. A 10 is not granted for anybody, bitch. I don't give a fuck if you're a legend, you're an icon, or whatever you are. A 10 is not motherfucking granted to you, bitch. If you're not bringing the category, a chop is a motherfucking chop.
Wait, so Lady Blahnik was the one that chopped?
Yeah, she chopped two of my members back to back. Hercules got chopped, and this is when I started reading, and I didn't chop Hercules. She chopped two of my members back to back. Hercules came out, and I paid it.
And
the
Lord got
chopped
after that. I mean, and all
so
like,
I just I started reading, and it was like, you know, girl, like what?
Well, you know what? I'm going to keep it cute. I'm just going to keep it cute.
No, I mean, those little things like that, I mean, and I mean, honestly, it wasn't just, cause it wasn't her. Mm-hmm. I think Nicole chopped Hercules, you know, whatever reason she did. I mean, she just didn't see it. She chopped him. And then at that point, Lady chopped, like, two Mizrahis and then Allure from Atlanta, the one that doesn't even come out a lot. He just got chopped. Don't know why. I don't know if she chopped him. Then just it was just a lot of casualties for no reason. And so I'm just sitting there watching, like, they didn't even, like, get to showcase what they did. I mean, it was for $1,500, but they should have at least had the chance to actually, you know, show their sexiness or sell their sexiness. So it was kind of, like, disappointing. And, it, you know, because the purpose of us having put all female figures up there was to eliminate the whole, oh, well, this person's going to chop me because I wouldn't sleep with them. So that's why we went with the whole female figure panel, because a lot of the people competing was like, well, this person don't like me because I won't sleep with them. So, you know, to avoid that, we didn't put any butch queens up there.
Marcus, did you let her chop stay? Was she chopped all those people for no reason? Or
well, essentially, we came on the radio. I said that I believed in our judges and that, you know, essentially all judges' decisions were final. If they chose to go to talk to whoever, because, I mean, honestly, some people who got chopped deserved the chop. I mean, they didn't bring the category right for $1,500. My personal belief was the one from Florida, the Mizrahi from Florida, he didn't deserve to get chopped. That was just my personal opinion, but I wasn't judging. So, you know, I respect the judges' decisions. If I ever have a ball again, I would rethink about who I'm putting up there, you know, based on what they did. But for that one night, like Divine said, you have to respect their decision because you put them up there. So
I'm going to have a fucking ball, bitch, and I'm going to beat the whole motherfucking – I'm going to piss 9 motherfucking people from the motherfucking project that ain't never been to a ball, knows nothing about a ball, don't know no girlfriends or nothing on the panel. Mm-hmm. Bitch.
Well, Kelly, I think you
should
probably look at a woman's body again. That's what I think you should do.
No, hold on. Keisha, you're live on the air on Classic What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, Keisha?
Hey, Kelly. Hey, Kelly.
What's going on?
Hi, 15. How you doing?
Hey.
All right, Kelly, don't you dare, project.
What'd you say?
Don't take people from the project and put them on a panel because they wouldn't know what to judge by, and it would be biased. But I have a solution to.
I wouldn't want no way. Hold on, Keisha. Why would it be biased? If you sit there and they read exactly what's on the flyer and how people should bring it, why would it be biased?
Because, Kelly, if they don't know the criteria, it wouldn't be fair that they wouldn't be probably judging fairly. Like, if you put a pretty girl against a girl who's not pretty, but the ugly girl who can Vogue, they might go for the pretty girl because she's pretty. Wouldn't be fair. So a lot of times
I think it would be cute.
But I have a solution, Kelly. For the judge panel, I have two. The first, it should be a two-chop rule. If there's two chops or more, you're done. One chop, because like you said, some people get chopped unfairly. And another solution, I love it. I went to the fucking Jarzon Ball a couple years ago where Bernie had the judges behind a thing, and you couldn't see who was judging. No shenanigans, nobody behind the thing, and they get to joke. Each judge votes on who they want to pick, and you can't see who's picking who.
Keisha, you know what, though? That two-chop rule really don't work. I've been to quite a few balls with that two-chop rule, and I'm going to tell you what the girls do. Like, say, for example, you have a Mizrahi that chops a con, right? So then they say, okay, is anybody else going to chop? All you got to do is text your girlfriend that's on that panel and just give her that look, and then the other girl going to chop. That's two chops right there. So that really though, and I've seen that happen plenty of times, and it actually makes the ball even longer and then drained out, you know. And, you know, I think one chop is just one chop. It is what it is. But at the same token, if you don't have a reason of why you're chopping this child, like if you're just chopping this child out of pure shade or whatever, I think certain things should get, you know, returned to where, or kick that judge off the panel or something, or bring that child back, because if it's not fair, if they brought the category right, and therefore, you know, it is what it is, they should say.
A lot of the girls get chopped because they leave a certain house, and certain people feel some sort of way or they feel better. So every time they walk, they get chopped. And it's not kind, and it's not cute neither.
You know, Keisha, but I don't really think that's the problem this day about people unfairly getting chopped. I personally think too many people are getting 10s. Like, when it comes down to it, they won't chop the right people. And when it comes down to it, it's like, okay, well, I'm going to give her, I hear so much, I'm going to give her her 10 out of respect, and then I'm going to vote over her. Once she has her 10, if she got enough girlfriends up there, she going to win. She might win. So at that point, you know, giving the 10s or a chop is the opportunity for you to really disqualify them or really, you know, allow them to participate. And I hear so many people saying, well, I only did it out of respect. I don't really want no problems. No, like, stop doing this, because that's how the wrong person, had they never gotten their 10, they would have never won the money. And that's
so
the problem for people again.
Marco, I'll tell you what then.
Hold on, y'all, because I was waiting, because I see my co-host is on the line, honey. I was waiting to see when they was going to press one and join in on this conversation. One of them has pressed one. So
Kelly, what's the
E-M-I-E?
Kelly.
Ooh. Ooh.
Marcus, that was just speaking.
That is
yes.
Marcus.
Marcus made me press one. Absolutely. First of all, I was sitting here. I said I didn't want to come in this conversation because I was hoping that it would be like this and not like something else, because I just was not feeling that tonight. And I was wondering what the conversation was about. So I'm listening. And I think everybody but Marcus is playing a pity party for people who get chopped. Let me tell you something. If you take it to a spiritual note, nobody can take away from you what you have. If I left your house and you chopped me and it was meant for me to go to the top, I'm going to the top without your chops, no matter how much you chop me. Look at Kelly. So a lot of times we take our chop and we say, well, it's been chopped. I've been chopped several times, and so all the people that never been chopped, I'm still legendary than them. So at the end of the day, you're still going to get what you're supposed to be. Oh, I'm with Marcus. I've said lately, and I paid a lot of attention on the panel, I've been taking it really, really serious and taking the time out to know the young kids and speak to everyone and learn how they are and what is the problem. I learned that the older girls are a lot of the problem, but what I've also learned with the newer crowd, that they let anything go by. How can you expect for someone to do it right if every time they did it wrong, you told them it was right?
Well, again, to join in on this conversation too, Marcus, you're my best friend. You know I love you now, but you never walk like that in order to be shaded. So you don't know how I feel.
Right.
You don't
that's
know
not,
how
that's,
I feel.
And I, but Tanyana, and that's kind of, I do know, because honestly, I did, and that's really what stopped me from walking balls, because I felt like, honestly, at that point, I ain't going to sleep with nobody, and you knew it was happening, especially back when, you know, walking was really, I guess, important to me. But essentially, you knew it was. So essentially, that's the first thing I tell somebody that's interested in the ballroom and wants to come to my house is that essentially, the ballroom scene is political. You're going to win when you don't deserve to win, and sometimes you're going to lose when you don't deserve to lose. It's almost like going to the casino and putting your money up there and seeing if it's going to be your night.
And you know what thing is, Tayana, is that's the problem. It's too much feelings in this ballroom scene. Everybody got feelings. There's too many feelings, and there's no enjoyment. Nobody's performing. That's why we miss the femme queens. There's no drama in performance. There's no make it hot, bitch. Tap this one on the shoulder. There's too much feelings. Everybody's always feeling some type of way. Somebody hurt my feelings. This one did this. She did that, and my feelings was hurt. Miss Thing, get yourself together and your feelings, girl. And I'm talking to myself because I used to feel like that. But it was very, you know, if you don't get yourself together, you're always going to feel some type of way about what someone did because somebody's not going to see it.
Right. Well,
to add on,
I agree with what you're saying. Also, and to add on, when you said people have too many feelings in the ballroom scene, I just think that the ballroom team needs to learn what these categories are, what each category.
But
means.
They can't. I'm 15 because it's so many feelings into it. Instead of them coming, do y'all remember Face when you used to hit it from the back and the girl used to read and pass her that makeup and this and that, and that whole house would be on this side and this whole house would be on that side, and there wasn't feelings, and you had people yelling and screaming, but now we have took it to a whole new different level with our feelings. This has now destroyed us, our feelings, and we're feeling too much.
Right.
It and we is, feel a lot about how they look on that damn floor or where, how much weight they lost, we would have a more healthy ballroom scene. We're all feeling about the wrong thing.
And if their parents told people up front that their kid, they know they're sending their kids out there knowing they're not right, and then once they get chopped, you want to argue
right,
in their favor
problem.
When you know they wasn't right. You shouldn't have sent them out there from the beginning. If somebody gets my member and I don't really go up and, like, say anything, I somewhat agree with the chop. Or see what you did. What you said.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue for a chop that I think that is almost right. You know, or I could
right.
understand why it went that way.
Right.
I'm not going to argue. But if there is a chop that's completely whatever, I'm not going to make a bross. But I have to let you know that I know what you did and I didn't like it. That's my basic of speaking. I'm letting that individual, because, you know, after that, you know I'm going to have something to say. Because that's the way I am. I don't give a fuck. But at least they know that I know it was them, and they know that I have feel some type of way. So I'm going to say something. Absolutely, I don't think any. I'm going to allow anybody in my house to unfairly get chopped, and I'm not going to say something, and they not know that I know that they did that. No, that's not.
Oh my God, private callers. Oh my God, bitch. They said I just got a text that came through, and it said it was Tigger Ebony was getting fucked doing performance. Selvin said, hold that pose, bitch. And bitch, and they went to the bathroom, this thing, and she was getting fucked in the bathroom wall. The bathroom smelled like shit. Private caller, stop calling.
That is juice. That's juice. This is what happened, and they can't understand why nobody judging them. They probably voguing with shit down their leg, for all we know. Like, this is not what I'm saying. See what I mean? See what I mean? They talking about judging somebody getting fucked in a public bathroom and it smells. That's bad.
Well, she did, honey.
I'm gonna let you girls know
this, bitch. Okay, bitch. Everybody besides 15 that calls in here, we know who everybody is. And 15 is like Rhonda from Tom's show. You know, nobody had a problem with that. Anybody that calls into this show, Miss Thing, besides 15, that calls in private, Miss Thing, we will not be taking any private callers. Private callers will not be able to listen to the show. So your bitches better get spoof card numbers, bitch, and call in here with spoof card numbers. Because if you call in here private, all private callers will be automatically disconnected from the line. Ain't nothing private about this conversation and these callers.
Yeah. Hey, listen to that, baby. Because ain't nothing private about me.
There'll be no more private about anything.
I don't need any private callers.
Nothing on Take the Chop a private. Everybody speaks their mind, and everybody says who they are, and they come and they address. There will be no more private callers allowed on this line. This is my show, my format. No more private callers. So if you call in private, every time you call in, you'll be disconnected.
Now, Tayana, I have a question. You got an answer. Okay, so now I ain't gonna say admit to, but do you feel as though sometimes you have voted in allegiance of certain individuals, whether they be your gay kids or?
I'm gonna answer that question for everyone that's on this phone. Hell yeah, everyone that's been part of the ballroom scene have done it.
Hello.
Let me tell you something. One thing, bitch, like at the LaCroix ball, bitch, I chopped Ms. Raheem at the LaCroix ball. They wasn't bringing it right, bitch. If you're not bringing it right, I don't care if you're in my house or whatever house. Private call us. Thank you for calling in. You got to call it with a number. We don't do private calls. Ain't nothing private about tens and chops.
But I
want to know why you want to speak for everybody, not that I have nothing to say about
saying,
it. But I just want to know how you going to add everybody to fuck in, because I really thought about it like, oh, shit. Wait, I want to know how you going
to
voluntarily add everybody in on the question he asked you, Miss Thing.
Nicole, me being in this thing for so long, you know, a lot of older folks have taught me what I know now. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I said, even though, like Marcus said, you know, who was that? Kelly said, they know their child looked a fool. But guess what? If their other child looked a fool, you're not going to say anything about your child looking a fool because that bitch got 10, so why they not going to give your child 10? So,
and,
I mean, that's how.
I don't know if I'll go that far. Now, let's talk about, I thought y'all was talking about as far as the battle has began and your child looked fierce and you picked that girlfriend or you picked that, but I don't know if I'll go that far if they look that fierce being my child or whatever, if I would even vote. Because I'm very like that. I'll look like I don't see it. You'll see it in my face like, Miss Singh, what are you doing? Like, what? I would really gag. So I don't know as far as a 10 if I would go that far. I don't think I want anybody that's under my leadership to believe that they did something that they did not. Because then end of the day, you set them up for failure because they think they turned it and the whole world know that they didn't do nothing.
That's so true, too. But then that's when you get behind. That's when you, again, like you said, pull them to the side. Oh, Miss Stingo, your performance was a fucking fool.
Wait a minute.
That's when you get to the side.
Since we're on that topic, let me tell you something, right? And, you know, I don't mean to open up sore wounds, Miss Stingo, right? It's a child that, you know, that she was in my house, right? And they thought that I was reading, bitch, but I was not reading, bitch. I was just telling the truth, Miss Thing. I tell people all the time, the truth is never a read, bitch, okay?
What was the
and
truth
she got
you
upset,
were telling?
Bitch. She got upset because I told her, bitch, that I'm whatever weight I am. I told her my weight, but I'm not going to tell everybody on the radio my weight. And I told her, bitch, if I'm my weight and I can go straight down in the dip, you're 130 pounds, Miss Thing, and you have to spin into a dip, there is a problem, Miss Thing. You need to work on your performance, Miss Thing. And she thought I was reading her, but I wasn't reading her. I was just telling her the truth.
Who are you talking about?
I'm not going to put that name out there because she's still a part of my house. I'm telling her the truth, Miss Thing. If I can go straight down into a dip, Miss Thing, and you have to spin into a dip, Miss Thing, you need to work on your performance, Miss Thing. And she thought I was reading her, but I'm telling her the truth.
Well, I mean,
girls,
I think it also reminds goes into it's not what you say, it's how you say it.
A lot of girls get upset with that.
Because sometimes it's the situation that could be happening at the time when you say it, and they feel conflicted. So it's not what you say, it's how you say it. So, you know, because a lot of, I've learned by listening to the young kids, they're very defensive about our older opinion. Because a lot of the older girls come out and they speak with aggressiveness and against it for the way the scene has changed. And the younger kids now are so defensive. Who's that? What was that?
That's
hello?
I'm sorry.
Oh, Camaro's at the movies and he can't call in. But he said he called Marcus earlier and Marcus did not answer the phone. Just came across the red phone.
Hold on. I called Tanyana. We called Camaro on three-way last night.
It's four-way. Milan even called.
Where's Milan at? Tanyana, where's Milan?
This is a shame.
I don't know why Milan doesn't have his own show. He is a shit. Where is Milan? Text my phone, honey. I know you're listening.
It's really funny, you know, to kind of address that situation from yesterday, it's really funny that how when we're talking about other people, everyone want to put their two cents in and kiki, but when the story or the juice is about them, they have a type of, you know, because at this point, this is what I'm going to say. If anybody feels as though my opinion or if I don't have an opinion or I'm not anybody, then my personal opinion should not matter to you. You know, I'm not a legend. I will never be a legend. I will never claim to ever be a legend.
Okay.
That's just me. So at that point, so...
No, hold on. Don't say you will never be a legend. We do have legendary ball promoters.
And
no, you won't be a legend.
And Kelly, if they told
Marco,
me that,
Marco,
I would
Marco,
tell them...
Marco.
I would tell them, no, but no, thank you, because that's nothing I've ever... Anything I've ever put my mind to... I've been able to accomplish. So if that was something I really wanted, Kelly, how many times do I actually fly to? I mean, I'm probably at a ball every weekend for the last 2 years. So at this point, if that was something I really wanted, I could do it. It's nothing that I really want. So if that's your only read for me, and I'm saying it myself that I don't walk balls anymore, then what other read do you have for me? Give me something else. I'm saying it myself. I'll read myself. You know, anything. I don't take things personal when people, you know, say anything about my house. I will defend my house, but if they're wrong, I'm wrong. What's you know, the if they're wrong, they're wrong. I'm one of the few people that will stand up in a meet and say, no, my house does not deserve House of the Year. This is who, you know, this is who my personal opinion should be. Because honestly, we're not at the same point that we're where we used to be. Okay, that's fine, but we're not going anywhere. And nobody's going to run us away. So if everyone could just be that honest with themselves instead of trying to give themselves the ultimate life, we wouldn't have these problems.
Girls, I'm waiting for a text to come through my phone, honey. They just called me and said a text is coming through the red phone, honey. And they said we have a child molester in the boardroom scene. I'm waiting for the text to come through.
Oh, my God. There's a couple of those.
It's a lot of them.
Child molesters. I mean, hello, 21 and older, you know, remember that?
Yeah.
I mean, if that's the case, then, you know,
Derek
everybody better plead the
fire.
Fucking fifth.
Well, I like them of age.
I do, too. I don't even want him at 21, baby. I want him 23, 24, but
hold
I ain't doing that 20.
Caller. Hold on. 85206, you're live on the air on a classic What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
Hey, Kelly. Hey, Nicole. Hey, Tiana. Hey, Marcus. This is Anthony Revlock.
Hi, Anthony. How are you?
I'm blessed. And yourself?
I can't complain. I'm here.
I just want to touch on a comment that Tiana made about everyone in the ballroom saying that voted for their girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not true, and I'm going to speak on myself. Nobody gave me shortcuts when I was working. Nicole, you seen me when I was coming up. Kelly, you seen me when I was coming up. They gave me the hardest time. But to make it in ballroom, you got to be different. You got people out here that vogue just like everybody else. That's not going to happen. How you, you know, plan to excel if you're going to blend in with everybody. It's all about transitioning and going the extra mile to make yourself look apart from everybody else. The girlfriend thing, I mean, that's been going on in ballroom for years. And, you know, I voted the way I wanted to vote. People come to me, well, Anthony, you did this. If my friend, you're going to be my friend regardless. If you're going to be my friend because you think you can get my vote or whatever, then we don't need to be friends. And I'm just keeping it real. And Marcus, I commend you on your honesty about saying, you know, your house don't deserve House of the Year, but, you know, with certain people's houses, they try to make their houses look grand and they deserve this when technically they
do. My house is of the year.
Your house is of the year? Congratulations.
That's the only house that deserves of the year this year, baby. It's no shade, baby. It's just no shade, Tiana, Kelly, Marcus, 15, Anthony. It's no shade. It's just no shade.
Well, I'm coming to knock on your motherfucking door.
Well, you could. I became House of the Year from knocking on your door. So now we'll just find somebody else. And Scotta, nah. Oh, well, Tiana is an ebony. That's always fun. You know, no big
juice.
Well,
y'all guys have a good night. Take care. Be blessed and love one another. All right?
Thank you, Anthony. We have another caller. The next caller is 713-294. You're live on the air on the classic What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, caller?
How you doing, Kelly, and everybody else?
Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air. What's the juice?
I got a question. I got a good question for you, Kelly. This is What the Fuck Tuesday, so I can ask you anything I want to ask you, right?
Yes, it's not the moment of truth,
but
it's what the fuck
is. I got a question for you. I fuck with Feminine Destruction. I think her performance is cute. It could use some.
Let him finish, y'all. This is not the red carpet. We don't do that to our callers.
I felt like Feminine Destruction before she joined the house in this ride. He was cute, but I seen her get cleaner and a lot of different things with her vote after she joined Ms. Rahi. So how did you feel about when she left Ms. Rahi?
Okay. I didn't feel, let me, I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I didn't feel any type of way when Feminine left the house of Ms. Rahi, because Feminine was never one of those children that actually, you know, I spoke to Feminine online on Facebook and things like of that nature, but Feminine was never one of those.
How long was Feminine and Ms. Rahi?
Feminine was never one of those kids.
Oh,
because
I never knew that.
hold on. Feminine was never one of those kids. When she came here to New York, she made an effort to come and, you know, and chill, and for me to get to know her and for me to get to communicate with her and to mold with her. I mold with children, and they come and they communicate with me, and, you know, they call me and they come over and we sit down and we have dinner and we talk about their life and everything. I get to mold with them and I grow a bond with them. So when they do decide to leave the house, then I feel some type of way. And I'm going to be 100% honest. 100% honest with everybody. I have over 200 members in this house. I think it's about a good 30 to 40 members in this house. If it was to leave, that I will feel some type of way. And Feminine just wasn't one of them.
I feel you. I got one more question if you're on my arm.
Can somebody please, before you ask that question, Kelly, do you hear somebody? Nigga, who was that? It's like,
hey,
what's your next one?
Okay, I've been listening to the show, and this is my first time tuning in. So, I heard you, lady, I made a comment earlier about, you know, if you get anybody is subject for a chop. If they don't see it, they don't see it. So I have a question pertaining to the Tsunami Ball and icon Angel Revlon when she was walking. Did you see it, or did you just not?
Ooh. That was nice, baby. That was
I didn't see it. She was Angel was a little tipsy, and she shouldn't have came out there, and she shouldn't have evolved.
Yes, I feel you. I know a lot of people because you.
Did you drop her?
You'll get it off.
What did you say? Oh, she never said you pull her off the runway before you get a chance to drop her.
Yeah, right. That's true. Thank you.
No, Kelly, mute everybody. Cause somebody is breathing like they're getting yacked or something. It is really carrying.
That's Tyana.
Tyana, you is being
wait,
really
wait, 10, 7, 15, girl. That is
That's
not me. My Tyana. Phone was on mute. My phone was on mute.
No, your phone was not on mute. I heard you breathing hard as hell. And even Marcus
you
know that was you. That was you, Tyana. So quit playing.
You fucking lie.
I'm just listening. On that
just listening.
But no, when it comes down to it, you know, a lot of people just will not be honest with themselves and just, you know, give themselves. I've always tried to be somewhat of like my worst critic. So if I'm my worst critic, then what somebody else says about me really, really won't matter. And
you know
a lot
what?
Of times,
you know what? If Nicole, because you know, a lot of girls want to know a lot of things, you know, and if Nicole and Rodney is free tomorrow, you know. If Nicole and Rodney is free tomorrow, and you know, and they all come on, honey, I will give y'all girls 2 hours of the moment of truth with Nicole and Rodney if they'll come on with me tomorrow.
Oh,
night.
See, she wants somebody to come on. This is on a Wednesday night. Let's speak about this world. This is on a Wednesday night, which was dedicated to my night and all the ladies. And now she wants me to come on her time after she disrespected
my part of the show,
and she still have not publicly asked me back because she is wrong, and she always need me to come on here with her, so she's carrying. Don't get from
no starting in September, I'm gonna let everybody know. Starting in September, I'm gonna actually admit right now that I was actually wrong to what I did to my sister Nicole when she had ladies' night on Wednesday night. But when we come back in September, Nicole will definitely come back in September, and I will not be running the switchboard, and Nicole is definitely going to be able to do and say whatever she wants to say, and Jasmine will be back here to run Wednesday night, and I will call in as a regular caller and say what I have to say if I feel some type of way. Started this September when we come back.
Wow.
And
to the whole America, if y'all want that to happen, then y'all just hit me back because I'm not sure if I want to sign Brutus' fucking contract, bitch. She gets on the phone and curse everybody out and call us all names and everything. Everybody. No, girl.
And tell them they're not female. What she say? They wasn't female figures?
Mm-mm. She said a lot of things. She said a lot of things.
We're not gonna start that.
Being that y'all started that thing, as you said that, Tyana, that's why there's so many feelings in the ballroom scene, and that's where female figure came from.
female figure is a tired category. We
it came from feelings.
Anymore.
It came from feelings. I can't. It
exactly.
came from not making it harder for everybody. I think it just came from if we can just not. We can never go back to what ballroom B, but if we can go back to some of the original things.
Hold the press, Miss Thing, because you know. Hold on, hold the press, because you know. Blog Talk on Blog Talk, right? Before you can mention anything on Blog Talk Radio, okay, you have to have actual, because I was told about a child molester before, and, you know, and Blog Talk hit my sister Jasmine up, and, you know, and it was a whole new thing because I mentioned somebody's name.
But we wasn't talking about it, no way.
Mention somebody's name unless you have actual proof of the situation. So now, what y'all was talking about in the ballroom scene about we have child molesters and we have a lot of them, this is actual fact.
Jay?
This is actually a child molester.
Jay.
I have the website. I have his picture. I have the
Jay.
Charges.
Oh, my God. That's the picture that I just got, too?
Where
his
the
name
website?
Is... His name, wait.
His name, I think his name is Ray Blonick, and he is a registered... child molester.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm going to tell this website, I need to hit them up and tell them to register a couple of more people because they got him to say what.
Wait, Kelly, you said his name was, what again, Andre? His name
is Ray Blonick, and I don't know the legal standpoints and everything. I don't know the legal standpoints and everything with everything. So I'm only gonna say his name.
15.
I'm not gonna say his real name, though, because I don't know how it works with Blog Talk, and I don't want no call from my sister in the morning that Blog Talk hit up. So I'm only going to say his stage name, but it's actual fact. I have the picture and the website and everything right here in front of me. He is a registered child molester, honey.
Oh, my God.
This is the right person y'all was talking about last night.
Now the house is probably going to come and tear down the ballroom.
Baby, they can't tear down the ballroom, baby. He is 35 years old. He is a black male. He is 5'7", 175.
Oh, shit.
He has black hair, brown eyes. Known as, he don't have no name that he's known as. He has no tattoos or scars, honey. I have it all right here, honey. Fingerprints are on file with the Ohio FBI.
Can I get link?
Look at you. No, please don't give this child the link.
What the fuck is this shit? In an email. But I don't know how to copy it.
Somebody just
email it to me. I know how to do it. Email
no, me. You don't need to do nothing else. Don't do nothing. Don't give her nothing.
15. Oh, my God. I know that it's not. Oh, my God. This is the child, Mustang, bitch. When I tell you, this is the child that just had the ball this weekend with Mother Darion. This is the boy that had to hold on. Let me go to the website and see if I can actually pull it up from the website that is here and get the link. Hold on. This is the child that had the ball with Mother Darion this weekend, honey. Bitch. When I tell you girls, let me tell you something. When you play with bitches, honey, this is the shit that happens, bitch. When you play with bitches, shit like this come out.
Okay, I got a question, you guys, because my son just told me this, but when you are a sex offender or a child molester, are you able to be around kids without letting the police know?
Oh, it's a difference between being on the sex offender registry list and being a convicted child felon, you know, like molester or something.
Hold on. Because now, bitch, now it's a T. Hold on, girl. Because
it ain't no
T, girl.
It's Jews.
Hold on, y'all. Last night, he was being defended by the Blonics. Now, I just got a message that says, Kelly, Ray is no longer a Blonic. We wish him well.
Oh. No longer to be talking about that. That juice is closed, baby.
He is no longer Blonic, and they wish him well.
I love that ending term. I wish you well. God bless you. I wish you well. I mean, that is the best way to let go. You know, God bless
you. He was being defended last night, honey, but now tonight he's no longer
right.
on money.
I'm confused. What
wait, hold
God,
on. Wait, did you see how fast
the
tables were turned on you, baby? You sat here, you read Mother Sophia last night, and you defended your house and everything, and now they just kick you to the curb like that, and they wish you well.
And the words of Kelly, my ass.
I'm really gagging, honey.
Oh, no.
That is I'm trying to figure out how to get to this fucking website, honey. This shit is so motherfucking little on here for me to read this thing on this
thing.
So I can get to this website,
honey.
You
have the legal name. You have the
legal name. I got the first name, the middle name, and the last name.
I'm
going
to send you the Ohio sex registry list so you can go to the website.
Shit.
Yes, I got it all, honey. I got it all, baby, bitch. I'm gagging, honey. I need to see everything.
What are we, investigators? Bitch,
I'm investigating, bitch. I need to know who the fuck is around me, bitch. Okay? Because if we got motherfucking pedophiles and motherfucking all that
things
around
you, he's in Ohio.
You know, but no, baby, we need to know this because, you know, bitch, we have children in this ballroom that come out to balls, Miss Day. We need to know if we have somebody around us, Miss Day. You know it's the summertime, Nicole. People bring their kids out to the balls and to the village, Miss Day. We need to know about all these pedophiles that we have around us in our midst, Miss Day. And this is not like one of those kiki pedophiles, Miss Day. Okay, the child is 20 and the person is 35, Miss Day, and they're young, Miss Day. No, this is a real pedophile.
Like,
how old
was
the child that you raped? I need to get on the website. They just sent me, they copied and pasted this thing to me, so it's only showing me certain parts. I need to get on the website so I can get the full motherfucking rundown and tease and everything. I want to know the child's age and everything, this thing.
What's
all
you have this to your red phone,
you
Kelly?
Somebody
send the website to your red phone.
You have this type of demon. Hold on, I'm about to send his name over. You have this type of demon, and you have this type of motherfucking monster in our midst, Miss Thing Girl. Child, no, bitch. That's how they sent me. Thank you. One of the people, just somebody, just sent me the website. Okay, let me see. How do I find out? Put this name in this website. Hold on.
Wait a minute. 15. You said what? Two name? I need to
search sexual offenders. Okay. Hold on. Let me
but nobody please give 15 the name. Please, nobody
Marcus,
give 15
the name.
I don't have the name.
I thought 15 was asking me my name. I was going to say, oh, wow.
Hey, I'm trying to figure out this website. So, girls, be with me, honey. I'm not to work this website. The person that sent me this link for this website, can you just send me the straight link so where I just put the name in? Because I don't know how to work this. I'm dumb. I'm a little dumb, honey. Recent released offenders, honey. I'm trying to figure out how to work this website, honey. So y'all got to be with me, honey. I'm trying to see where I put this name in. I'm clicking on everything, bitch. Honey, bitch, they got the recent girls that just got released and everything, bitch. This is a mess.
But those are the recent ones, girl.
I don't think he on the recent ones, honey. I don't know when this offense happened, honey. But, baby, 35 years old, you're a pedophile, Miss Thing Girl. What the fuck?
Kelly,
I'm trying to figure out how to work this website. Would you put the name in, honey?
Kelly,
check your IM. Check your IM, Kelly. I'm getting a text message telling you to check your IM.
Okay. I got where I put the name at. Hold on, girls. I'm typing the name in right now. Hold on.
Okay. Whoever give me the name, I have Marco send you a Western Union. Come on. Give me the name. Come on.
Wait a minute.
Come on. Kelly.
I'm gonna
fuck you up, bitch.
Kelly, I just want to tell you this, girl. After the show, you know we have a recap show.
Cut it.
I tell you, Miss Kelly, this recap show is going to be off the chain. You need to join in.
Oh, Miss Thing Girl, yes. Ooh, honey, view, honey. Okay, I got it, honey. Honey, girls, y'all better stay away, Miss Thing, honey. Stay away, stay away, stay away.
There's
honey.
Still some more child molesters in that house.
I'm sorry. Oh, Miss Thing, honey.
And one of them commentate.
He was charged with a 29.07.5 gross sexual encounter and abuse.
Nasty.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, 29. Hold on, so the Ohio statute, 29 dot what?
2907.05. And a 2905.02.
And what was the charges?
Gross sexual something and abuse. And they got an address and everything.
Was it gross sexual imposition?
Yes.
Okay, 1 second. So no person should have
They investigated.
You have to investigate these people that you have around. You have to have around you, honey. Baby, but this is actual facts, so mistake. I can't get
in trouble. Kelly, this that kind of suggests
wait,
that
on,
it wasn't
on,
necessarily
Marcus.
A younger person.
I'm
hold
confused.
On. I can't get in trouble, honey. Girls, it's the there we go 15.
I'm confused. No, please. All right, I'm
thank
hanging up
you,
this phone. No.
Thank you, baby.
Ooh, baby, I'm out.
Behind the car, you stay right there.
I mean, honestly, if y'all want me to tell y'all what it sounds like, it sounds like he was having sex in the park or something. And
well,
I look up
the
statue. That's kind of what it's giving.
Not on the sexual website.
Or it says here, or the person is less than 13 years of age, whether or not the offender knows the age of that person.
Hold on, let me call my auntie. She's Chicago police. She'll tell you everything. Hold on.
We gotta get to the bottom of this tonight.
It's like 15 statutes to this to this law for that gross sexual imposition.
Wait, y'all heard Miss Kelly? We gotta get to the bottom of this. We gotta get to the bottom of this tonight.
Tonight, I want to the bottom of it tonight.
I'm off this phone. Y'all carrying on. What the fuck are y'all? The task force for molestation now, bitch?
Task force, bitch. I'm bringing all you motherfuckers. I'm bringing all you child molesters to justice.
Oh, my God.
Bitch, you
can call. Wait a minute. Not 15. I need you to send it to me.
No, oh, Miss 15. Okay, Miss 15 is going to post it in the chat room. Let me see it.
Oh, well,
I got to get in the chat room then. Hold on.
Get in the chat room.
Yeah, get in the chat room.
Oh, my God, Lord Jesus.
Oh, you can't get in the chat room?
Hold on.
I'm trying to
He's already in the chat room.
Come on.
You got it.
But it goes away when people keep posting, so I'm trying to repost it. Oh, come on.
Yeah, don't post it yet. Wait 15.
I'm trying.
For heaven, hallowed be thy name, the kingdom come.
Someone just posted the link again. I'm trying to post it. Well, let me post it.
Nicole, is you praying? We need to pray for him, Miss Day. We need to pray for him. This is somebody 13. This is somebody under the age of 13, 13 and under, Miss Day. We don't know how old this person is, Miss Day.
Well,
he is 35 years old, Miss Day.
I will fear no evil, for thy God comfort me.
But you know what? You said we can't say. You know what? Never mind. I'm not gonna. You know. Never mind.
No. We have actual facts, and I have plenty to cover our ass. We can say what we have to say. We have the actual facts. This is not something. This is not fabricated or something that we made up. This thing, like the girls were trying to get us. We have actual facts to cover our ass.
Right. But Kelly, what I'm saying is that house is known for it. For you know.
Yeah, so he was charged with abduction and gross sexual imposition.
He was just one of the only few that got caught in that house. Wait till the next one come up.
Oh shit.
Every time he moved, he gotta register on this thing, honey. Every time he moved, bitch. Girl, she never. Baby, when I tell you, bitch, let me tell you something, right? Let me tell you, this is what I have to say to him. If he's out there, he's listening, right?
Oh, shit.
Baby, if you knew you had this motherfucker, if you knew you had this motherfucking dark door in your back closet, bitch,
baby, why the fuck did you come up here? Why the fuck did you go on that show last night and you fuck with that lady the way you fuck with that lady, bitch? The girls don't open your motherfucking closet, bitch, and let all your motherfucking skeletons out your motherfucking closet now, bitch.
You know what?
Now you're sitting here gagging, bitch.
Talking about Mike G. West. Get on the phone. Get on the phone, because this is, get somebody, go to Ohio and get her on the phone, because this is the best way we can find out and hire. Y'all investigating it like a task force, we being phony. Get her on the phone. Well, we don't have to do that. Just get her on the phone. Get her on the phone, Kelly. You get somebody to get her on this phone right now.
Hold on. Let me go online, honey.
Wait, get her on the phone, because we don't need to.
Wait, we can't get her on the phone.
Y'all investigating. Y'all should want to interview her. Get her on the phone.
Who we getting on the phone?
Wait, hold on. We can't call her, Mister. I would have to call her from my private number, honey, and ask her, do she wants to come on the show? Because
see,
I think
however you need.
Her.
I think that the child should know that everybody
Kelly, you
knows.
You need her number.
On
I think her number was on the flyer.
Let me see if her number's on the flyer right now, honey. I'm trying to see if her number's on the flyer right now. But I would have to call her on the phone, and she would have to give me permission to call her on the radio. I can't just
in a private conversation to call her and get her on the phone. We're going to do this right. Y'all going to do this? You're going to do this wrong. Do this right. Get on this fucking phone, baby. Get on this phone.
No, that's not his number. That's not his number. Somebody just texted me the number. That's not his number. That's Mother Sophia's number.
I will call him
from one of my other cell phones, honey. I will call him from one of my other cell phones, and hold on, wait. You know what? I want to get my girlfriend up here on this line, Miss Thing. Hold on. I'm gonna get my girlfriend, Mother Sophia, up here on this line, honey, because I want to know how does she feel about this situation. Hold on.
She didn't even put that tea out yesterday, and I'm sure she knew it.
Oh shit.
She kept it. See, Sophia, you do like I do. You keep reserved reads, so when they really try you have something.
I don't keep no reserved read, bitch. I give them everything I got, because every time I give them another read, I got another Miss Daisy. Bitch, I take everything I can, honey. I mean, nothing else to pick out.
Hello?
Hello?
Mother Sophia?
Yes.
What's going on? This is Mother Kelly. You're live on the radio show.
Oh, hi.
Baby, we are sitting here and we are gagging, honey, about this pedophile that's in Ohio. Hey, Mother Sophia?
Yes.
We are sitting here and we are absolutely gagging on the radio show. I have over 75 listeners, 38 people in the chat room, and we're sitting here gagging at this pedophile that you had the ball with this weekend. We are absolutely gagging.
Oh, wow. I know I was gagging, too, when I got the news.
Oh, shit.
We are sitting here, we're gagging. The link is being passed around all over the place. I want to sit down and have a one-on-one exclusive interview with Ray, honey, because I want to know what is going on, what 13, somebody underneath the ages of 13 and under, that he was fondling and groping and things. This is ridiculous.
Oh, I don't know, but I can provide you with this phone number so that you can call him up and get him on the show.
Yes, this is what the fuck I'm talking about.
Yes, right.
I can definitely call him and see if he wants to come on the show, because I need to sit down with him, because I mean, he needs to clear his name, honey, because he's not going to be allowed out in the boardroom. See, his career is over after this. If it wasn't over after the function, it's definitely over after this.
Wait, Kelly, can you tell Sophia, can she say the number on the phone?
she gotta have to text it to me. You know, we got rules and stipulations in Blog Talk. She gotta have to text it to me, and then I'm gonna have to call him on my personal phone and ask him, can we call him?
Sophia,
so he just wants somebody you could call and give people numbers to.
Sophia, do you see Espanol?
I think it's public information along with all the other public information that's being passed around the internet.
Oh, child, this is a mess. I'm really gagging.
Oh, now she's
going to
go
look. I'm really gagging, honey. I need to call the sheriffs in Ohio and find out more information about this pedophile.
Kelly, I'm on the newspaper website right now trying to confirm the story, you know, trying to get, you know, Ohio, they probably print everybody's name.
Oh, God.
Marcus, give me his number. Come on now, give me his number. Somebody
I don't have his number.
Somebody get his number. Come on, Sophia.
Mother Sophia, I just wanted to call you and let you know that we found out this bit of information, honey, and his career is over in the boardroom scene. If it wasn't over last night, it's definitely over now, honey. The Blondics has kicked him out the house. They sat there and they defended him last night on the red carpet against you, Mr., and they just hit me up and said they wish him well, and he is no longer a part of the House of Blondic anymore.
Oh, wow.
Yes, they texted me. They said he is no longer a part of the House of Blondic anymore. He's out the house. They have disowned him.
Wow.
I'm gagging. I think that they kicked him out the House of Blondic because of the PR that this will go with the House of Blondic since they have Blondic Day in Philadelphia and the mayor gave them a key. I guess that's the reason why they kicked him out the house. They didn't want to have a pedophile linked with their name. But the Blondics, y'all should have checked on this before we found out about it on the radio show. Because it's out now, honey. And he's all over the place, honey, on the radio shows and talking. He's Ray Blondic. Child molester Blondic. Child molester. Bitch. But I just want to thank you for definitely calling in. The girls had a fabulous time at your function, and I will definitely be at the next function that you definitely have, honey. You know, I had a lot of things going on this Saturday, but I'll be at the next one, Mother Sophia.
Okay, wait, but don't you want the number?
Well, yes, you ain't talking to my phone. Yes. Hey, you still got my cell phone number?
I love her.
Talk to my cell phone, and I'm going to call him from my cell phone and see if he allowed me to call him.
Sophia, text it and say it also.
Oh, she can't say his number. She got to text it to me.
Maybe
we're going to get in trouble, girl. We won't have no show next week. She got to text it to me. Or we're going to get kicked off the air, girl. Text it to me, and then I got to call him on my private line to see if I can call him, if he wants me to call him.
Kelly, you speak Spanish? Is it Cinco Uno Tres? Is that the area code?
Baby, hold on. Nicole, you take care of the show. Nicole, you take care of everybody. I'm about to go private with Mother Sophia and get the number.
Well, I want to say while I take over the show, because I'm going to say something that's good. This is a contradicting conversation, and y'all opening up a fucking can of worms, baby, that I don't think that anybody could do. What y'all do for one individual have been done for thousands of individuals in this room saying, baby, that is tired. But see, now y'all became the motherfucking What the Fuck Tuesday Molester Task Force Service. Y'all picked to be molested task force. What happened to task care?
I got his number. I'm about to call him from my other number. And see if you know, if he wants to come on. Hold on. Mm. Hold on. I have his number right here, honey. I'm calling from my other phone, honey. So, you know.
Again, Nicole, it's kind of like that thing I said yesterday that Harold taught me. When you do things publicly, you open yourself up to public criticism. If you kind of keep celebrities choose to live, out their life. That's something that they exchange for. So when we come on radios, when we say things, sometimes we, you know, dirt about us gets out. Yeah.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
They picked up the phone and they hung up, honey. He don't want to talk. He just picked up the phone and he listened to my voice, honey, and he hung up.
Kelly, I know how to get him on the phone. Come on, give me the number. Please. Come on,
Kelly. He's not going to talk. He's just going to listen 15 hours.
I know how to do it. Come on.
hold on. He's just going to listen. Oh, wait, hold on 1 minute, 15. He's just going to listen. He's not going to talk, honey.
Oh, he's
going
to
talk to
me. Come on.
I just called him. He hung up on me, honey. He's embarrassed right now. You can't hide, bro. We got your address. Oh, shit.
Well, and I don't know where this information came from, but I also got I sent the message out to my house a Facebook group, and they're reporting that he was charged with abduction in 2002. So that charge is from 2002, and we're trying to find out when the charge from the sexual gross. So it looks like it was two separate years, she's saying. But as soon as I get it, you know, the link to where she's looking this information, I know where she's looking it up at.
Wait, Kelly, did you say you have his address? Oh, I see it. Is it 13075 Cedar Road? Oh, sorry.
Baby, this is a mess. I'm gagging. How are you 35 years old? But so this happened. This happened in 2002, they said? So we have this person that's been in our midst for this long. No, modification field.
But that could have been when his address changed or something. It could have been anything
I'm really gagging. This is a mess, honey. Baby, this is a mess. I'm really gagging, and he doesn't want to answer the phone. He doesn't want to come on. I called him from my free phone, you know, my work phone, and he does not want to answer the phone. Let me text him and see if he wants to come on, honey. Hold on.
Kelly, message me his number. I'll give him. Oh, never mind. I'll be right back.
Tayana. She probably clicked over.
Girl.
What is you doing?
Sean Nicole, are you still there?
I got a dog named Dam here. She's trying to text, so I got to show her who boss.
And, you know, again, as like, you know, there are probably others that are, you know, in that, you know, who are convicted child felon, you know, molesters.
Others, there's not others. There's lots of them. They're not even convicted yet. But what about the murderers? Let's do an investigation on that, motherfuckers. Okay? Let's look for those.
We could do an investigation, baby. Trust me, girl.
That's it of the show. Let's do that. Y'all looking for molesters, bitch. Let's look for another M. Murderers. How about it, baby? Let's see. Come on. Do you dare? 15. What's up now?
We can do others, Miss Day, because there's others that the girls told me is actually on the website, Miss Day, but I can't find them, and I'm not going to mention their name, Miss Day, because I don't have the actual proof, Miss Day, but it is somebody else that's out there in the city that they told me is definitely one of them, but I cannot find them on the website to mention their name on the show. But when I do find it, I'm going to mention it.
And Kelly,
from
what
the West
state?
Coast.
I'll tell you if I can confirm that or not. What state are they from?
They're from the West. They live in L.A. now, but they wasn't originally from L.A., but they moved to L.A.
They moved to L.A. from?
I forgot what state they was in, honey, but they moved to L.A. Hold on, Marcus, hold on.
Oh, my God.
Let's talk about the murderers.
Yes, thank you. Who's on my side, Miss Thing? Y'all here talking about these molesters. I know some kids that really need some love. Let's talk about the motherfucking murderers then. Y'all go in there, baby, because I don't think we should be going in here, y'all. Y'all got molesters and murderers and triflers and everything else going on, bitch. It's the fucking thing of Solomon Gomorrah.
Oof.
15.
15 is working someplace, honey. 15 is on a mission right now, honey. 15 is working, honey. Oh my God! And then he have the nerve to have pictures of a child chilling on his Facebook page.
Oh God!
Oh my God! This is a mess.
She is so pissed.
15, my email address is tiana_ebony2001@yahoo.com.
Miss Day, he got all types of pictures, Miss Day, with all types of children. We let him around their children. Miss Day, he is Manola Blahnik all over this page. I want to speak to Camaro. Baby, we need to get Camilla on this line before the show is over. I want to speak to somebody from the House of Blondie to know how do they feel about this thing. Miss Day, you can look in his eyes, Miss Day, and he gives you some type of pedophile, Miss Day. Just
Kelly,
looking in his eyes.
Kelly.
Yes.
This is 15. I'm about to call right. I'm going to hang up and call right back in. I'm going to press 1, so let me in, okay?
Hurry up, you know, because we're gonna stay here on the line, honey. We're going to stay here on the line, honey. Baby, we're going
to
stay here.
But
on
you
the
won't
line.
Be able to call back in after.
Time, honey.
So you better get back in before 1.
Yeah. Hold on. We have a lot of callers. We have a
everybody lot of call your girlfriend for the next 2 minutes, because if y'all want to get on to speak, you better use a three-way, because you won't be able to get back on, but the show will still be going on.
That's 15. Hurry up. Okay, you got 15 right there. 15, you're back?
Yeah, damn. He just hung up. God damn it. I almost had him.
Oh, wait, hold on. We got callers, honey.
I'm trying to get him in.
230-398. You're live on the air on the recap. On What the Fuck Tuesday. Hello? 330-398. You're live on the air.
Hello, Mother Kelly. This is Sophia.
Yes.
I'm connected on the other line. So I was calling in. As soon as I get back to the house, I'm going to give you the link so that you can look it up yourself and you can confirm.
Oh, no, we have the link. We have the link already.
Oh, okay.
The link is out. All the girls have the link in the chat room. We have the link to his Facebook page. I'm just utterly gagging that he actually has pictures of children on his page on Facebook. I want to know who would let this demon around the children. I really want to know.
Hello?
Pictures,
hello?
Everything on his
hello?
Facebook. I'm really gagging
hello?
Right now.
Hello. May I speak to Ray?
This is Ray.
Get him on
hey,
the phone.
Ray. We're calling from Tins of Chops, and we're sitting here, and we're utterly gagging about this situation that's going on. Would you like to explain the situation to us?
No comment.
No comment.
I told you I would get him on. I almost had. Oh, come on, Ray, talk. Come on, I got you this far. Come on.
No comments.
I'm really glad you. The show is still on, honey. If anybody hangs up the phone, you know you're not gonna be able to call back in. We're still here and we're live, and you can catch everything that happens. You can definitely catch it on the iPod, and we're definitely still here, and we're in the chat room. Everybody that's on the phone lines, you're locked in here. If you hang up, you will be disconnected, and you will not be able to call back in, but we are definitely here, and we're live. So, I'm gagging, honey. Hold on. We got another caller. 313-638. You're live on the air on the recap show. I mean, on What the Fuck Tuesday.
I didn't push one. I'm just listening, Kelly. This God is.
Oh, okay. Oh, this God is just listening. Okay. Baby, well, I want to know where is Zsa Zsa Blondie from last night. Why she ain't calling in here to defend him like she did last night?
She busy cleaning up her studio after having all them 20 girls in her little studio apartment the other night.
Hold on. We got another caller. 330-398. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Kool-Aid, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, we actually gagging. I want to know where is Zsa Zsa Blahnik at? Why she ain't calling here tonight to defend Ray like she did last night? She defended him to the T last night. Where is she at tonight? Why she's not defending him tonight?
Do I need to turn her number and call her too?
Funny.
The girls are calling me, honey, talking about make a chance. I'm like, y'all girls are serious.
No, where's Camaro? I want Camaro on this line. Somebody get Camaro on this line. Camaro should be out the movie. That movie ain't that motherfucking long, honey. It's Tuesday night. The movie theater ain't open this late. Honey, where's Camaro at? Camaro, come defend your child now, Camaro. Somebody can definitely call and get Camaro up here on this line.
Well,
let me call Camaro
myself and let him know what's going on.
Hold on. Nicole.
I'm
going to
sleep
that. Honey, you gotta get him on that phone.
No.
I don't want to. Bill, you gotta be really adamant, Tayana, when you say like, oh. Because it's dramatizing.
Kelly.
Yes.
Why did I call Ray and I told him this was Jay? And so he was talking for a minute, and I put him on the phone. That's why he said hello. He was like, Kelly.
Oh, you told him you was Jay.
Yes.
Bitch, you is a scandal, Miss Tay. when he came on. He gagged when he came on the radio. This Jay, what's going on, Ray? What's going on?
Tell me
about these allegations. Shit, honey. Back.
Try to murder you too. Mm-hmm. It already did kill me, honey. Mm-hmm. That's gagging. But I paid it, and I moved on. So it's no shade towards anyone. If you put your business out there, this is recurrent wicked territory. And if you're a legend or an icon, God help you.
Yeah. Children are shady.
That they are.
God help you, the children are shady. No, but that's what they say and they do. But what I do want to say after solving this, I don't want to advocate that. If you are a type of person that if you live a secret and your secret has been exposed, there's no snapping and breaking point. Your snapping and breaking point became when you became a secret. That's when you had snapped and became something. Don't be coming and trying to snap and do anything because somebody says something or to destroy a ball or to hurt anybody at a ball. And I can't speak for anybody else, but I'm going to speak for mine. Don't be snapping over here, because we will defend ourselves. That's tired, and I'm sick of hearing that if you do this, somebody's going to snap. Snap the fuck over here, and I'm going to snap you back in place. Don't snap over here. You got a personal problem, go see a psychiatrist. You want to go pray. Pray to the Lord. That's what saved me. Don't let snapping and people taking advantage of because somebody chopped me or somebody did this, you're going to come and you're going to do what? Please, that's tired. I can't take that no more. Well, this is what allowed us to do that. So this is what allowed us to hurt each other because you decided to do something and all your stuff got out there? The devil's a liar. Don't snap over here.
Yeah.
Buddy's snapping. Snap. Yeah. We'll snap our fucking fingers to the category.
Yeah, your name is Kennedy. No shade at all. They reach everybody, honey. You just gotta learn how to move on and let the days and the months and the years go by. And when we forget about you is when another topic come up. So Shay, that's when we're gonna forget about you is when another topic come up. And that's just how it go. And this is don't got nothing to do with the house of Blahnik, and this don't have nothing to do with the house of Devion. So everybody needs to stop saying that too. It's BET beef between two people. That's all that is. It don't got nothing to do with the whole house. Because she's not messing with the whole house. She's like, he's not messing with the whole house. It's two individuals, and just no shade. The topic is about him, and that's just what it is. It's out there. It's proven. It ain't like this is no he say, I say. It's proof. Ha, 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 he, he. Everybody come and laugh with me.
I mean, but I can still understand where Kiki's coming from, too, because...
It's my turn. You think anybody gonna have any sympathy for me?
Well, will you understand where he came when he had a ball with the same promoter that he got on the phone here and went on another thing?
No,
embarrassed
no, no. I'm saying far as her, you know, taking the defense for her house.
He's not in that house anymore. She just got a text that said he wasn't in there anymore.
He's not a Blahnik no more. So regardless of what that child had to say, her shit was irrelevant. Whatever that lady had to say, she was irrelevant.
No, I like the effort for trying to keep the peace and white people, but I don't like the effort when we think that we should make excuses for our tacky moves or what we decide to do or the decisions we make. We're not going to make excuses for it. Bitch, you did it. You do the time. You paid it. We're not going to sit back and make excuses for what we do because I'm not. Oh, well, I didn't see it, bitch. What? What the hell?
What you thought it wasn't going to be out there? Like, really think about these things. Like, come on. Like...
Y'all just had a public argument with that child, and he read Sophia, nice lady from Ohio, and now they think that, no, somebody decided to be more fiercer, and that's what happened with this gay life. This is what this is all about. Everybody got too many feelings. What are you feeling for? If you can't take the heat, stay out the kitchen, because I've been called everything. From big feet to everything. I got stories, my sandals, my boots. Tell I got it. So this is how it goes. It teach you how to be stronger if you look at it in a different light. Child, please.
Kelly. There was something that was just sent to me and just said that man is still a Blahnik, and they said Jay said that he's still a Blahnik. They did not kick him out of the house, so he's still
okay. Well, that's nice. The Blahniks are in control of their house. No.
That's tired.
That's not tired. That's the decision that they made, and we don't know how far this may go, that they may feel like they have involvement. You know, that may could have happened way in the past. We don't know.
Hold on, y'all. We have another caller. The next caller we have is 910-818. You're live on the air on a Classic Talk Tuesday.
Hello, y'all. This is Econ Blumick. I'm on the phone with Father Terrence and Father Camaro.
Hi, Blumick. How are you?
Nicole.
Hi, y'all.
That's right.
I know that is right there. That's what the fuck I'm talking about. See what I mean? Now we're doing it right.
So, yeah, this is Father Terrence. I can speak for the Blonics at this point. Ray is not in the house no longer. He's no longer a Blonic, so. And that clears that up. So I guess we can stop talking about that. It's over.
So now if y'all going to talk about Ray, we say Ray, but it's no longer affiliated with Blonic. Am I correct, Fathers? Terrence, you guys, are you there?
That's correct. Yeah,
okay.
That's correct.
All right. See, the Father said it. So we still could talk about Ray, but we just not going to involve Blonic because they have nothing to do with it because they are no longer affiliated with him. And that was that's
I'm
that.
Hanging up.
Well, you know, that's your choice. But
a question
I think
that just came, a question that just came across my airways is, what made this situation come about that Ray is no longer a Blonic because he was being defended by the Blonics last night?
That's none of their business.
Maybe. What would you do if somebody came public with such a nasty allegation from a house that has nothing but young kids? That was a business executive decision. That's not nothing you need to ask a question about, bitch. If it was in the dark, then it was in the dark. But when it came to the light, you had to go to the door. That's pretty much, that's business, bitch. No, why should we have some and have this house name be bashed for something that you have done in your past? So, no, that's business, bitch.
Baby, hallelujah, praise the Lord.
So
okay,
I guess there's no more fun now because nobody got
Kelly, I have something to say. Okay. Well, someone named Keisha, she just hit me up and said, okay, this boy is still a Blonic, and she's on the phone with Father Jay, and he said that Ray is still a Blonic, and this situation happened when Ray was 19 and the boy was 14. He said that the boy lied about his age, and the boy kept throwing himself on him. He also said, Keisha also said that Jay said that he's about to do some damage. She said she don't know what he's saying when he said he's going to do some damage, but I guess he's a little irritated about the situation as far as what we're talking about on the phone, so I don't know what is going on with that, but that's what was said to me.
But
well,
I just
want to
let you know, but wait, y'all, let me clear my name.
Okay.
I want to be staying in the hotel room. And, you
okay.
Know, a grenade come through my window that was not me.
And not to let alone that I've been very neutral the whole time. Jay, we are brothers and sisters, and I am not looking to be on anybody's list because I said I don't want nobody snapping over here.
Well, bitch. Let me tell y'all something, bitch. Little Puerto Rican boy downstairs on the second floor tried to kill me a month ago, bitch. I did try to kill me 3 weeks ago, bitch. If they gonna kill me, bitch, well, girl, hallowed be thy name, our kingdom come, our will be done, because I am ready.
Hello?
Yes.
Well, this is over, and I don't give a fuck. And I'm gonna keep it very BET. I don't know if they're sending anybody or whatever. So I'm going by what the Blonic said. If he's not in this house, no disrespect, he's not in this house until Jay gets on his phone tomorrow or whatever and say all that. That's when I will believe all that. At the end of the day, like I said, and that even went, it may even go to my house or anybody else's house. If you did something and it's out there, prepare for what comes near you. And that's just what it is. That's including me. If I do something and it's out there, I can't get mad with anybody but myself.
You shouldn't have secrets.
If you want to beat up anybody, you want to attack anybody, do it to yourself. Because if that's the case, bitch, you should have came out with a book before this came out. And that's it. I was going. I'm not being serious and I'm not being shady. And I still don't give a fuck. And I'm angry.
Well, let me tell y'all something, bitch.
Are y'all gonna keep telling us something?
Soon, bitch. I gotta make sure everything is clear, bitch. All my stuff is clear, Miss Thing. Because, bitch, I don't want y'all bitches putting no links out about me, bitch, or saying anything about me. Honey, I gotta make
well,
sure
see, what I'm so
corrected.
Thankful to say is that you can't send no links out and do that stuff.
No, right
me.
Now, no, because I'm being real, bitch. Right now, bitch, the girls have went, bitch. What I tell you, me and Nicole was just talking earlier about scandal sheets, Miss Thing, and shade, and tea, and all types of things, Miss Thing. This has went beyond scandal sheets, tea, juice, and everything, bitch. This has came, and this has hit so fierce, Miss Thing, bitch, because he did what he did this weekend at that function, Miss Thing, and then came on the red carpet and said what he said on the red carpet and did what he did, Miss Thing, and the girls start opening up skeletons in his motherfucking closet, bitch, that he thought that nobody would ever find out. One thing you have to learn about these girls in this ballroom scene, bitch, these girls are fierce, Miss Thing. They are fierce, they are trifling, Miss Thing, and they're going to find anything out that they can do and use to motherfucking hurt you, Miss Thing. And the girls have came, bitch, and they have kicked this motherfucking boy down a flight of motherfucking 18 motherfucking steps, Miss Thing.
And he wasn't the first, and he won't be the last, because this is a part of life. But see, the reason why it gets so fierce is because everybody has feelings. It's not back when we were young, when you threw a reed, you took a reed, you learned to read. It's different now. Now, you got to go to the extreme to defend what you have to say. That's not a read. A read is when you say what you had to say and you need not say no more. You don't have to go defend what you said. I said it. And what? Now everybody got their feelings. So now we dealing with a thing. Bitch, if your business is there, that's why you shouldn't be a secret. Tell your juice before someone else tell it. And don't get involved with other people's juice when you got skeletons in your back closet. That's just not cute. That's not gay. That's straight. That's human nature, period. That has nothing to do with a lifestyle.
We have 67 people on the phone lines. We have 21 people in the chat room. If anybody have any comments or anything that they want to say, feel free to definitely press 1 at this time. We are definitely still taking callers. We are definitely here. Because I don't know. I'm just touched.
Tayana.
You know, it just, you know, it's just like, man, I don't know. I really don't even know where to go with this situation.
Tayana. Is Tayana still on the line?
Yeah, Tayana. Oh, wait, hold on. What happened? Wait. Tayana, Marcus?
I got disconnected. Y'all hung up on me.
Oh,
Marcus, are you still there?
Hello?
Oh, yeah, Marcus. I didn't even sorry, Marcus. I don't know why your speaker was on.
Yeah, because I was on mute.
I don't know why, but you're there.
Oh, you know what? And you could go back into that, but I just was thinking before y'all go, I was at Tayana.
I'm here.
Tayana, I just wanted to remind you. I really want to talk about those murders.
You say you want to do what?
I really want to talk about those murders.
This is the other part that I want to say. If people call themselves friends, I really think that as friends, they should at least come to a friend and ask them, did they say something about them? And, you know, honestly, I've been accused, you know, even recently today by a friend who I'm really close to of being fierce. Before I will admit to anything I have
Marcus,
ever
said. Marcus,
have
you ever slept with one of your girlfriends' date?
Hell no.
Are you sure?
I'm 190% sure.
Okay. Now, I know, you know what, I just asked you a question, that if you just said something and there's a million of people that are listening, they're
Man,
going to go find
out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Call me out. Now, that's one thing. But, no, a lot of people think that, you know, a lot of times we'll say things and people will always put their two, you know, how they explained it. If I say the sky is greenish blue. Don't, and if your friend comes back to you and said, well, Marcus said the sky is yellow, that's not what I said. This is what I said. This is what I meant by it. If they inferred, if they put extra into it, then they put extra into it. But that's not what I said. And just because your name is mentioned does not mean your friend has to always come back and tell you that your name was mentioned. Because honestly, if I came back to you and told you as much as I know my name is mentioned a lot, so I don't know why, but, you know, that would be a fool. I wouldn't want anybody running up to me letting me know this person talked about me. It's not that serious. If they're talking about you, it's obviously something that they want or jealous, or you're the in crowd. So that
Marcus,
comes with the territory.
Marcus, somebody just texted the red phone, and they said, I said you are fucking serious, and you are a fucking liar, girl.
And I really wish they would be bold enough just to call in and discuss it, because I want to know what did I lie about and what was I so fierce about. Because, again,
I'm trying to talk.
Hello?
Well, see, that's the thing. See, you got friends. I don't have friends because friends fuck your husband.
Oh, shit.
Oh, bitch, yes, they do, bitch. Yes, the fuck they do.
Oh, y'all took this stage to another level.
Bitch, don't stop, bitch. We'll be here till 4 o'clock.
Oh, Jesus.
No. Yes.
Nanushka, don't do that.
Oh, Marcus, Rodney said to tell you, he said it.
Ooh.
Tell Rodney, I am not. Tell Rodney, please call in.
Ooh.
And we can discuss this here. Rodney is my friend, so we need to discuss it in public. We can
discuss
it in
public. Wait a minute, what happened? I missed it. What happened, y'all?
I called you about it, something that we talked about with Kai. Bring Kai on the line, too.
My ass.
Tayana, what happened was Rodney said Marcus is a lie about Marcus and slept with other with his friends, man, and Marcus said, child, please.
Oh, no, that's
mind,
not,
hold on,
that's not what it's about.
That's not what it's
clear.
About.
That's not what it's about.
Baby, Rodney. Ow. I want to know what it's about, Rodney. Rodney, come on
alive, Rodney.
You know, again,
me and Rodney are friends. So we didn't fall out. We had a disagreement. We're friends. We'll kiki tomorrow. I'm sure we'll probably talk tonight. If I know he's getting ready for work. But essentially, it was something. I admit everything that I said. The person who was on the phone won't admit they inferred whatever. And, you know, it is what it is. Now, do he feel as though, a lot of people feel as though, and Rodney, I really wasn't talking about you. That wasn't the instance. I guess I have another friend that feels as though, you know, as a friend, you feel as though your name should not be brought up. But at the end of the day, your name is going to, just like you defend me, or as you say you defend me, I have to defend you sometimes too. I just don't come to you and brag and tell you I'm defending you because we're friends and I shouldn't have to do that. Everything should not have to be brought to you. It, little things that people hear, like you hear about me or I hear about you, it's not that serious. If it's something major, and I guess who am I to determine what's major? But you know, I mean, you already know when something's a rumor and when something has a little truth to it or validity. So, I mean, at that point, I would hope that any of my friends, because seriously, I was not talking about Rodney, but any of my friends, I would hope we would not fall out over no house business. The ballroom scene is not that serious. I am 2 years from turning 30 years old. It is not that serious. The ballroom scene has never paid my bills. It will never pay my bills. It never come close to paying my bills. So why would we fall out over ballroom and houses? That's crazy. And that goes to about 6 of my friends out there right now that are not speaking to me over ballroom foolishness. That's crazy.
Now that I think about it, I do got friends because they fucked my man. My man fucked them. They fucked them. So, yeah.
I really didn't want to go into that conversation.
Wait. I need my son to hear this. Selvin, say exactly what you just said.
I said, you're right, and now that I think about it, I do got friends. Because they fucked my man, they sucked them off, and he sucked them off, they all sucked each other. So you're right, family, I got family. And
darling, I just got the gift.
Take his man.
Ayana, why did you need it for that to be repeated, Miss Saint?
Exactly. I got it. I got it now, honey.
Want to know why?
There you go. Let me tell you something.
Wait, Nicole, because you're trying me home, girl. You're trying me.
I'm asking you a question. You asked my mother to repeat something, so I needed to know from you, you know, why is it that you needed her to repeat that you didn't understand the first time?
Because I just had to explain that to my son. You know, your friends do fuck your man, take your man, suck your man, you know, and they do it right back. So, hey.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I think that's why a lot of the feelings in this.
You're like a fool in the
end. Shit, I cannot believe in this.
Did your nephew daddy
is
here?
Huh? Yes, it is.
Well, he's a prime example. He knows how his auntie felt.
Uh-huh.
Why would he know?
Ayana, that was an inside thing, huh?
What do you mean by that? He's a prime example. He knows how his auntie feel.
Like how his auntie knows. Right, nephew?
You said what?
Oh. What did I do wrong?
Simply get in nice with your ear.
No. I am getting all the way in.
I'm sorry, you know how your auntie feel.
I know how you feel about family fucking your man.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, Daddy, has that turned out to be true?
Oh, shit.
Oh, Jesus,
getting juicy,
right,
baby.
I'm about to spill it. Yeah, that's right. I want to know what they mean by that. Who fucked up?
You want to know something? I want to know why you asked to repeat that question, because you just opened up Tropicana mixed with Pepsi. And I really don't think on a hush sis that you even know that. I thought you knew when you asked the question, but now I'm starting to think that you may not know, but you just went on that. You got to get in, baby. Catch up, boop. You the one that asked the question to be repeated.
No,
right, so what happened?
Fayana's making it hot.
Yeah, see, I think maybe she is. Maybe she is, because she's acting oblivious.
She's making it hot. I know her.
No, serious. Now, Nicole, now, you know, I am a blonde. So I didn't know that.
Hey, but Fayana,
like,
you are Jews.
Fayana, stop lying. Girl, you told me, honey.
Fayana, they said you were brunette. You're not a blonde no more.
Okay, baby.
So wait a second. I know nobody tell me. What happened?
I got it. She's been the old girl. No, everybody shut up.
Now she wants to ask a question. Never mind.
Hello? What I'm saying is that everybody is on his phone. It has happened to. I mean, we can't help it if we find out our boo-boo kitties on our
own. Oh, my God. Our parents are supposed to teach us right.
Wait a minute. They're going to stop me off.
Tayana Milan, there'll be a recap after this show. Presence is mandatory. That's not an option. Because I feel like you're trying my patience.
I'm lost.
I'll clue you in later.
Tayana, you far from lost.
I'm a smart dude, but you know what? I'm
so anybody going to see
Madea
play this weekend?
I'm going straight to Chicago. I'm going to sing wherever this thing is at. I'm going to go slap her face off. Yes, I am. I'm going to slap her face off. You better eat it, bitch. That was a nice way of ending the show, Mother Ebony.
I love it. Nicole, I love you.
Missing nothing. Now, that's what the faggots should be prepared for, because it is just like that, maybe. Just like that, not a soul. Some people can cry and go all the way, and it's not their fault that you believe them or you got suckered in. It's a hard knock life, baby. Catch up or be left.
And the only thing that I can say is, all the ones that are sick, thank you for telling me.
Oh, shit. Wait.
Wait a minute.
We ain't got no more time, man. You want to start bringing out the murderers? We was doing the last for 2 hours.
We got time, baby. We here.
No, Kelly, that's not fair of Nanushka. We were supposed to take this away. We had Blondix call in, and we were threatened and everything. And now y'all want to bring out the murderers? Oh, God.
We ain't going no place, baby, honey. We still got another half an hour, honey, before I'm ready to go.
You can't call them murderers because they're telling you that they're already dead. We come up the ones that you know. So on that note, the only thing I can say is the ones that you take from me that was cured, I don't want them back because I know that they're dead.
Oh.
I'm like so fucking lost here.
Just listening.
I don't want nothing back that you're already roadkill. Those are what you call the HBO True Blood Girls.
Ooh.
Now I don't turn into the Black Swan. Because after Ohio, that was we were feeling it, Nicole.
Baby, well, just let me know when you're ready, honey, and we can turn them out, honey.
Turn them out.
None of your business. I'm talking. Oh, shit, I forgot I'm not. Hold on.
Tayana.
Who's going to turn somebody out?
I'm here.
Why does somebody want to turn somebody out? Aren't y'all tired of turning people out?
Why didn't you call me back today?
Why didn't I call you back?
Yes.
Mm-mm.
Because she knew that she would see you on the show.
No, 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 no. Because I...
678-789. You're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, caller? 678-789. You're live on the air. Okay, I guess they don't want to speak. Go ahead, y'all. Go back to talking.
Is juice? It's not juice.
Right. So what's the juice, Marcus?
What you mean?
I
want to know why was that comment thrown at Thaddeus. I want to know who Thaddeus slept with.
I think that it was deeper than that.
What I was saying was my nephew.
I know Thaddeus is a big, you know, I ain't going to say his mother's on the phone.
The mother is just totally oblivious about everything.
She's still trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure it out.
That's her child. She's just playing. No, the mother is really trying. Y'all don't understand because the mother's not involved with stuff like that, y'all. She's really, like, not understanding where is it going. It's like it went to her child, her parent, and, you know, everything. She don't know what's going on.
Nicole,
I'm
telling
you. What I'm trying to say is that Thaddeus is my personal nephew. We both got each other's names on our bodies, on our...
You know what? I'm starting to realize that you personal nephews and personal mothers with a lot of people, baby. Okay? I'm just really just getting into that. Now you got another personal nephew. Wasn't Rob your personal nephew, too?
Wasn't that Tyana's piece?
No, I'm...
My nephew.
Tyana, you heard what you said earlier?
Wait a minute.
You know...
No. What happened?
They said, wasn't Rob Cooley's personal nephew? And then somebody said, wasn't that Tayana's and Marcos and Didi's piece?
Wait, what?
Oh, Mr. Wesley, what? Your mother, Ebony girl.
No, that was me that was saying what.
Oh.
Well, when they come out to Rob Alga, that was Tayana's husband.
Oh, but Tayana said publicly that I think that was her nephew or her son. Isn't we right, sis?
No, Nicole, that's what she said.
I want sis from the Midwest. Sis?
Huh?
Oh. I'm going to Chicago and I'm going to snap this bitch in her face. No, that's it. I don't want to talk. I'm not talking.
Nicole.
Yes.
When you call me, I got to give you the tea or something else. That don't sound familiar to you?
Oh, my God. Well, I mean, y'all still in tea with Tayana. You know, she my sister and stuff, but, you know, there's some juice behind Miss Kelly, too, baby.
Baby, there ain't no juice behind me, baby, because the girls want to go to the juice.
Ready your host, bitch, that it can't be brought out. And Tayana, ask your sister some questions, boop.
Bitch, what y'all want to know, bitch?
So, Miss Kelly girl.
Okay. Baby, what is it y'all want to know?
Okay,
I don't
girl.
I don't bite my tongue about a motherfucking thing, bitch. Girls, bitch, think bitches is motherfucking stupid, bitch, and want to think bitches is motherfucking ignorant, bitch, but you're not. We're far from it, bitch, okay? Just because I act a little touch, bitch, I'm not motherfucking touch, bitch. When I see a bitch, girl, I'm going to touch them, bitch. Y'all think motherfucking bitch, I'm going to give y'all bitches a motherfucking Broadway motherfucking musical. No that. Baby, I'm gonna give them a Broadway musical. My sister, my legendary icon sister, paid it, Miss Tangani. Baby, but when I get a hold, Miss Tang, bitch, I'm gonna motherfucking tap dance, bitch, like there ain't no more motherfucking tap dancing, bitch. Y'all gonna know.
Well, wait a minute, I don't know why she holding it back. Let the shit out. I wanna know shit.
Bitches are going to see correct when I get finished with them.
Right now, the way I'm feeling, tell me what she's talking about, and I'm going to tell the juice, because fuck that. Y'all acting fake. What's the juice? What you want to know, Tiana?
I don't know what the hell she talks about.
Okay, Kelly, now what would you just talking about? Somebody painted something?
The girls are disrespectful, Miss Sang girl, and the girls are going to know my motherfucking taste, bitch, when I tap dance all over their face. Bitch, I'm going to make the girls motherfucking see correct, bitch. There won't be no more motherfucking checks when I get
there. Oh, she's talking about seeing. So, everybody, pay attention. We're in old girl class. She said, I'm going to make the girls see. Who do we know that don't see? You know what? Y'all some tired fucking queens. I'm gagging at y'all.
Miss Thang, the girls should know, Miss Thang, like when they say snag on Miss Thang, girl, y'all trying my sister, Miss Thang. When you talk about a bitch that can't motherfucking see, bitch, y'all should already know.
Okay, I don't know, honey. Never went over my head.
Let me put it to y'all like this. First lady of motherfucking gorgeous entertainment, bitch, okay?
Ooh.
Every bitch after is a bitch after me.
Oh,
okay?
It.
The bitches was the teacher, bitch, and I was the student. Now I'm the motherfucking professor, and they're going to be my motherfucking student, and I'm going to take them to class.
Wow.
But, Kelly, we need the rest of the tea. We need the rest of the tea because, okay, we still have a name now, but what happened?
Yes, I'm here.
Where's the next stuff? Y'all play it. Y'all don't know how to do
okay,
it.
Okay, y'all want to know, bitch?
Wait, baby, let me ask
you, Marcus. Hold on. I'm going to put it to you like this. Tiana.
I'm here. I'm listening.
Okay, Tiana, you're my sister, okay? And if you and Rob was going together, right, okay, and I met Rob through you, Miss Thang, what business do I have being on the phone with Rob for 24 minutes, 45 minutes, 72 minutes, 142 minutes? What business do I have being on the phone with Rob that long?
None at all.
Maybe they're planning a birthday party for you.
Huh? My birthday is 3 months away. A bitch ain't playing the party. Well, it's a month away now. Bitch ain't playing the birthday party for me. But baby, sure. When I see that EVISU, Miss Thang, I'm gonna see you.
Oh, I know who you're talking. Oh, I'm out of here. I'm hanging up. I know who you're talking about.
Listen, you should be hanging up because I'm gagging. You losing your things. You got cute with bringing rock on the song, but now you losing it, baby. You been to that hung up, Miss Thang, and you can't call back in. I'm over you tonight, Miss Thang. I'm gagging at you, waiting all this time to realize something.
I'm sorry.
Let me tell you something, and this is how the girls want to sit here, and the girls want to play with your intelligence and think that you're stupid and you're dumb, bitch, okay? Bitch, if I ain't speak to you, bitch, ever since motherfucking before Thanksgiving, bitch, what the fuck you going to tell me? Oh, baby, they said it was all right for me and you to talk. Bitch, if I'm not speaking to you, bitch, you think somebody is dumb? You want to sit here and you want to play on my intelligence? You want to play on my time, bitch? See, y'all started the whole bitch. How we get from bitch where we was at, Miss Thang, to this, Miss Thang? We're not talking about
you know
about
why? Because it's about time now. Y'all started exposing molesters. Now y'all went to treasure snatchers, and y'all started exposing treasure snatchers.
Well, baby, if we want to expose treasure snatchers, bitch, it's a lot of bitches out here that's all running around here, and they motherfucking treasure snatchers. Bitch, let's expose.
Okay, have you ever seen somebody else's treasure?
I never stolen anybody's treasure.
Marcus, I haven't. I'm gonna be honest. You look like you could be a sneaky treasure snatcher. Tell the truth.
No, I don't want nobody.
Wait a minute. Now I think I know where y'all going with this shit. Who the fuck is a treasure snatcher?
Tiana is a treasure snatcher. But we're not gonna talk about that.
I'm gonna say this. It ain't my fault that your man don't want you.
Oh, so now you're giving up. Okay, you give it up to see, right?
Ooh, y'all ain't
getting
it. Now, I'm going to put it that way. It's not my fault.
Right.
I think that is very disrespectful.
No, it's not disrespectful. I just had this conversation with my father just a couple of, like an hour ago.
Oh,
he just told
your father told you that, and y'all both agreed, right? So you know what? It ain't their fault that their men don't want them.
But to those who own those treasures, y'all also need to make sure that y'all y'all treasures are claiming you.
Thank you.
A lot of people, we found
coming from the treasures that y'all are not having that baby.
And that's the truth.
Hello. Well, I'm gonna say this.
Uh-oh.
I don't give a fuck if it's a treasure, a borrower, a lent. Only thing I'm saying is stay away from me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Just don't disrespect me. Yes, you are grown and you are able to do whatever you want to do. I'm not whooping your ass because you took it. I'm not even going to whoop your ass because you borrow it. I'm going to whoop your ass because you brought it to me when I wasn't in the mood and was in my own little world. So that's just a shout out to all the girls that's about to get their ass whooped. But when I whoop your ass, look into this.
Well, I'm gonna tell you this, sister, too. You know, I don't like to deal with other people's problems. You know, sometimes I give things back.
Oh, look at the girls! I'm gagging at this conversation, Tayana, and
So now, if you want to get your father, because I think I know where this is coming from. If you want to get your father to come Chicago on the phone, we can do that.
Ooh,
what are you talking about?
Wait a minute, darling. This is going somewhere. That's exactly why the scene is so different and everything, because y'all went from three different things when they started from one, and everybody else here and all this other different stuff is coming on, and everybody's going left and other field, and that's not old girlish. That's not a girl that knows how to dance and play around. I throw it, you catch it. You catch it, you throw it back. It's going to somewhere else, because Tayana, Derek had nothing to do with what we were just talking about. And I would be fierce and go on and introduce everything that we were talking about, but then it wouldn't be classic, because you all guys should figure it out for yourself. But there was, it was not, I guess that y'all just went all the way there. When the initial started somewhere, it went one place, and then it went another, and then, bitch, y'all think, no shade, and with all due respect, give me, if y'all, in order to sit on the platform and read and throw shade and everything, you must know how to keep up, and the growth is going sideways.
Oh, well, girl, I don't, that was like throwing at me.
Because you play the dilly-dilly bag or whatever, but I'm starting to believe that you like to throw it left field.
Oh, yeah, I do. Baby, that's my thing.
Maybe that's what you like to throw it left field, but, you know, you throw it right back.
Well, like I said, and I say it again, just don't bring it around me. I don't care. If you want to take my boyfriend or whatever it is, I'm like, hey, go for the team.
Polly, did you speak how much juice?
Could you start cutting me off? If I'm having a good day, it's like, leave me alone. Like, I don't care what you do. It's like, no, Jay, if my boyfriend got it going on, you're supposed to try to go for it. I can't get mad with you if you're doing all that. And if you succeed, it's like, fine. But when you bring it towards me, I'm whooping your ass or attacking you because you took it or you had it or whatever. I'm whooping your ass, bitch, because you bringing it over here where I'm minding my business. Have it, keep
but, it. Can I say something?
How I see it, you probably already killed it already, so of course I wouldn't want it again. It would just be like, honey, buy my birdie, and I'll get me another one. And you will go for that one, and you will keep coming.
I was going to say, because that happens to me all the time, and I just learned to just suck this shit up. It's more fish in the fucking sea.
No, don't get me wrong. And like I said, I'm not saying that it's not fish in the sea. What I'm saying is, and I can only speak for me, don't bring it to me. Because at the end of the day, I'm a popular bitch, so the only thing you're going to get out of it is a truth feeling sad because you got it from me. And I'm like, girl, investigate if you want it.
Well, a bitch better stay the fuck away from my motherfucking caviar.
I felt the same way when I was dating a person for 6 years. Nothing. I'm
going to
leave that alone.
I bet you better stay the fuck away from my caviar.
No. Let my sis tell the truth. Tell the truth for this phone call. I'm in 6 years. What you sis? I heard that. She said, I thought the same way. What's the juice? Who did that? Tell the truth.
I was with my husband for 6 years.
Kanye, you mentioned when he was 15, girl.
Okay, he was 15, I was 17. He was 15, I was 17. I was with him for 6 years. And someone took him away from me. So, I mean, I say, what the fuck?
Oh, so that's where it came with the whole law thing. Because, see, what happened was you realized that someone told, your man told somebody that he didn't want you and they took your man. So now it's like, fuck that. If they don't tell me that that's a, you know, piece or whatever, I can do whatever I want, right?
But he always ran back. I'm going to tell you about a dog. A dog know what home is. You see what I'm saying?
Right,
they go
right.
out there and bust their nut and they always run back.
Right.
Well, that's the thing.
Ooh.
I don't want it to come back to me, bitch.
As long as you don't get fleas, I might keep you.
Well, bitch, no, ma'am. I don't want you to come back to me, bitch. No, ma'am.
Oh, you know, they say that I torment today, motherfucker. They say that I torment. Because if a dog run away from home and he come back home, I'm going to whoop his fucking ass and put him in the doghouse until I get ready to take him out.
That's how you got to do it.
Bitch, let me tell you something. It's either one or the other. You get over it. And let him go, or you deal with it and find a remedy that makes you feel better, bitch.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Well, my remedy is, if y'all doing all that, keep that over there. You bring it over here, prepare for the carpal cook. I ain't got no time to be going back and forth with no child. Like, child, please.
See, that's the stuff that I'm talking about, mother, when I see you getting at that, because let me tell you something, and I feel like that too. Whatever the fuck you doing with my husband, you keep that shit over there. Don't bring that shit over here. Don't even think to tell me, bitch. Wait, because now you took it to another level. I don't care if I broke up with the motherfucker and we sitting in the same place and you knew that I went with him. Don't begin to talk about how you had him, because I will slap the shit out of you.
Exactly, and that's what I'm talking about. I don't give a fuck if you had. It's like, okay, fine. It's like, bitch, when am I going to have an order protection or have a fucking thing around his waist or
Hold on. Bitches need to have motherfucking respect, because if you call me your motherfucking girlfriend, you call me your sister, you're my friend, bitch, I don't give a fuck, bitch. We've been broke up 5 years, bitch. You don't motherfucking touch that motherfucking shit, bitch. It's a limit, bitch. It's respect. It's offline.
No, Kelly, I'm not talking about the girlfriend, because I ain't even get to that part yet. I'm just talking about the fam. Like, you know, Tiana's popular. You're popular. I'm popular. Everybody on this phone is popular, and you have somebody that's with you, and everybody is seeing it. There's no shame. This is what comes with the territory. You know what I'm saying? They're not trying to be with the person to be with them like how you be with them. They just want to be with them for different opposite reasons. And I'm all for it. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, well, bitch, if I don't bring it around,
Not to cut you off, Kelly. I got Bryant Ms. right here on the line for the Adam in. Is it okay?
Yes. Go ahead.
Bryant.
Hello.
Kelly.
Uh-huh. Hi.
What's going on? This is not a radio station or nothing, is it?
No, we on my line. We playing them.
Kelly, Tiana, you trying it. You said Bryant Mizrahi.
No, Bryant Herrera. That's what I meant.
No.
I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
With Bryant Herrera,
baby.
What's
going on, Bryant, honey? I hear you leaving the house. Hurry up, honey. What's that here?
I'm not.
And what Bryant Herrera is that, though? Now you're trying to make me look like a treasure snatcher. I just think
right.
Right. Quiet for somebody want to beat me up, and I ain't got no time for somebody want to kill me.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute, so Brian, so you and AJ left?
No.
So just you left?
I didn't leave.
So where did he come from that y'all was leaving?
But AJ ain't married. Where he at?
Wait a minute. Wait. You said what, Brian?
I didn't leave nothing.
They kicked you out?
No.
So you still in Herrera?
Yes.
Baby, you know they ain't kicking him out, baby. Him and AJ and Amari is the house.
What's up, Brian?
Oh.
I'm sorry, Annika. I love Brian and everything, but y'all just say he's married. Why didn't y'all call AJ?
Yeah.
AJ's married, too.
No, AJ's not married.
Okay.
His ex is on the phone, so. His ex should know if he's married or not, right, Ms. Selvin?
You know what? Y'all not going to keep coming for me with all the Herreras, okay? Just leave them all alone. Everybody, just leave them alone.
Girl,
we're
not going to get you no Herrera, girl.
Miss Kelly, baby, you don't know who the fuck I am, but then again, you do. So I suggest you keep it cute.
Anyway, what's up, Brian?
Oh, shit, they got Herrera fired up.
Y'all call her Tyana, you got juice like that, bitch? Tyana, wait, you know, put AJ on his phone for Manishka so I can let Miss Manishka know, mother. Let me let my mother know something.
Y'all can tell me if I'm wrong or not. So, Tyana, you remember my little friend I was talking to.
Right,
mother. Okay, things weren't working out. And so.
Marcus, please wait. Please, I got to get this juice. What you said, mother?
This is soda. Remember this, remember this well. I'm the mother, you're the daughter. And I need you to read between my lines. Like I said,
Kelly, we feel this shit? Do not let me feel this shit.
I'm just trying to save this. I'm just trying to save this
to us. Tyana, you have one too?
And that's
you said I might have a whole
she's talking about reading between the lines. When we know what Tyana gave in Chicago. So, Tyana, you had him too?
I had him before Selva had him.
She's telling you what she tried to tell you, sister, is you need to stay away from him, okay? That's what she's trying to tell you. And she's trying to tell you nicely. We're trying to tell you nicely to stay away from him.
I went all the way to the Midwest to appreciate the pretty boys, and this still juice? Damn, like, what's good? I'm getting at y'all.
Hello, what I'm saying is that his relationship is very private. And I know this from Doris Johannes to Barbara Hunter.
Ha. How you doing?
Basically, I'm in danger again. You know what?
Yes.
Just forget about it. Just forget it. Yes. Tyana, you keep being fierce, and that's just that.
Is Brian still here?
No, Brian hung up. He got scared.
Honey, girl, you is a mess, man. Girl, you is a mess, mistake. He is going to gag, honey.
That's my husband.
Oh,
that's your husband.
I forgot we were still on the air.
Nicole, my son decided to call you, honey, that he is New York City bound, honey.
What you say, son, what?
He said, tell Nicole she's always trying it. Tell her that I'm New York City bound.
Who's that?
Oh, my son. I'm not going to put it out on the airwaves. I'll call you after the show and tell you. Unless he texts me and tells me I can say his name. But he said,
he's New York City bound. If he's New York City bound, he knows where I'm New York City at. And he knows if he's your son, a Mizrahi, they know how I feel. They could bring it.
Oh. Honey. Oh, wait, hold on. I got a text. Hold on. It just came through. Oh, TJ said to tell you he's New York City bound from Detroit.
Oh, and what about the days, baby? All the Mizrahis are New York City bound, y'all know. And make sure you bring company.
Oh,
baby. Much to me.
That's how I feel, Fem Queen, with 15 inches, honey. I feel the same way. Yeah, I don't know what they're talking about.
Who else y'all know, honey? Let's keep the girls up on the line.
Who is too much going on?
Baby. Oh, he said he's bringing his brother.
Oh, Jesus.
Baby.
Feel me? He said he's bringing his brother to call. All I got to tell you is, baby.
Well, now, can we get back to this? How are we supposed to know that's y'all treasure? Because, like, unless
you know
y'all
what,
put it on Facebook.
I knew it. I knew it all the time.
Marcus, well, hold on. For me, for you to know it's my treasure has a motherfucking a 2.3 carat rock on a motherfucking finger. That's how you know it's my treasure. Okay? And it's platinum and
well,
it's diamond.
I know your treasure,
and
right?
The whole band is encrusted and it's diamond.
Cool.
And mine's Wolf Bush Fates for the Hasa Mizrahi, and he's of the year 3 years in a row.
Well, I know that's right. But people don't look at that.
You can't help but to see that motherfucking rock.
I'm talking about the Midwest girls that they kind of make excuses for the whole treasure snatching thing.
Wait, no, because it's just not the Midwest girls, because Marcus just took with some man. Oh, wait.